back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Little glitch in the system starting us a couple minutes early, but hey, it gives us a couple extra minutes to put out some information. Welcome to the program. We're simulcasting here at KMIL 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale KRXT 98.5 FM. You can check us out live on Facebook right now at aaronsgunshop.com. If you got a question or comment, give us a call here to the studio at 254-697-6633. Don't forget, all the programming is put into podcast form, and you can replay it off of Apple, Podbean, Spotify. Spread the word, share the word. I want to thank all my sponsors. Got new sponsors. Some are coming in today to talk to you. I want you to subscribe to the YouTube channel, like us on Facebook. And to all the private contributors, I can't thank you enough for donating on a monthly basis. And if you feel led to do so to keep the show going off of two stations every month, it really helps out a lot. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page and scroll down. There's a donation button there, and it would be greatly appreciated. Now, with me in the studio, back from assignment, is the Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Fantastic. I was tickled to wake up this morning and head south. It's good job.
All right. Well, it's good to have you back here. I've had people asking about the politics coming up to explain it, because they all know that you have a great, fantastic breakdown of the way you're going to vote. Now, we're not telling you how to vote. We're telling you the analysis of what the colonel comes up with, because we respect his opinion and he's very constitutional wise. And we just say, well, that might be an option. Okay, so we'll talk about that in a little bit. To my right, Mac Harmon, Quick Wrench Automotive. Mac, it's always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Oh, it's always fun, man. Just like the colonel said, I was driving south. It's a great drive. You know, you get out, get to see the scenery, the grass. I realize the grass is growing now, so that's a good thing. So
I think we've got more rain coming up this week, too.
It's growing for about a week. If you got cows, it's probably already gone.
The traffic this morning, it looked like a NASCAR lineup running down through here, and they were doing the speed limit, but there were six cars in front of me and three behind, and
My special guest host, Melinda Bowles from Bowles Financial Group. She'll be in a little bit, about probably 30, 40 minutes from now. And we call her the queen of prep.
But she really is.
And the queen of finances. This lady's got it going on when it comes to details of information to help you have a better life. So be sure to get your note-taking material ready for that. We're going to have a good time. I've also got another guest coming in, another sponsor, Brian Beard, and hopefully his wife, Carol, will be coming in from the K Theater. And that's a cool place. I know you've heard things in the news, but the theater itself is great. This couple is great. They're doing a fantastic job when it comes to organizing it, spreading the word about it, and having more functions. And the city of Rockdale in that particular area is growing. A lot of action is going to happen, and you can be part of the fun. Okay, so we'll have Brian in here. Probably he'll be in the studio early, but we'll be talking to him probably about the 11 o'clock hour. Let me set the table. Tell you what we got going on today. Devotional and announcements. True stories, probably around 11:30. The word of the day, I'm going to do a little different. I'll do that in a second. Quote of the day, the colonel will have it. A would you rather from Shelby.
Yep.
Judge Isaacs is out. Katie from Moz at the bottom of this hour. And then, let's see here. I'll tell you what, I'll do the word of the day. Usually the word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation of a story. We're going to put that to the side. And this is Matt speaking. Matt loves his country very much. Matt served his country. Matt continues to serve his country. Matt wants his country to thrive. And he always promotes the three pillars of this country: the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the big one in the middle that holds up the roof, and that's the pillar of God. There are people who are elected into office or who are private citizenry with a lot of money, power, and influence who are doing all they can to corrupt this country and to turn it into a socialist environment. So the words of the day pertain to those people who do whatever it is to tear down, chip away at those three pillars. If you can call me and put any of these words into a sentence, I'll have a gift card for you to go to Ma's Place, or maybe Shelby's got something around town.
Any of the ones places in town. There's like Honcho in Texas and Dairy Queen, Los Camales, you can pick.
All right, so here are the words of the day. The first one is traitor. It's a noun, definition, a person who betrays a friend, country, principle, etc. The next one, ignorant. It's an adjective, lacking knowledge or awareness in general, uneducated or unsophisticated. Now look, if you're ignorant out there and you're making stupid decisions because you're ignorant,
You can fix it.
You
but
can
the
fix
ignorant
it.
People don't know that they're ignorant, and that's the crazy thing. So they're not like, I don't need to be fixed. I'm fine. It's that's you right. that's a problem.
But it's people like us who have, it's just the other way around, too. If I'm ignorant on something, and you tell me, hey, that's not the way it is, I'm going to go, thank you.
But ignorant people aren't like that. They don't want to learn new. They just don't think that they're ignorant.
There are a lot of liberals who are afraid to have their bubble pricked. I have met them. They absolutely will not read anything that might challenge
That's right.
their worldview.
You've heard me say it here on the radio. I know my stuff. I've studied my stuff. I'm adamant on my stuff. I will not change my mind on my stuff unless you come to me, show me you did your homework, show me where it is, and I go, oh, I'm wrong. You're right. I changed my thoughts. But until you do that and you say stop saying I'm a racist or I'm anti-gay phobic or whatever you want to call it, that doesn't work for an argument for me. The next word, naive. It's an adjective. Showing lack of experience, wisdom, or judgment. Stupid. Adjective. Having or showing a great lack of intelligence or common sense. Nefarious. Adjective. Typically of an action or activity. Wicked or criminal. Degenerate. That's an adjective. Having lost physical, mental, or moral qualities considered normal and desirable, showing evidence of decline. We have somebody in an office like that. This one fits too. Villainous. It's an adjective relating to, constituting, or guilty of wicked or criminal behavior. Put those words or a word. I don't care. One word, two words. Put all the words in one sentence. It doesn't matter to me. If you can put them all in one sentence, I'll give you a $40 gift certificate to Moz. 254-697-6633. Colonel, what's your quote of the day, sir?
The quote of the day, and this one, I got my own thing. I will give a subscription to the New American Magazine to somebody that calls in for this. The New American Magazine is a fine source of information published by the John Birch Society. The quote, if you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. Now, this is a literal translation of the Greek, so you may see this quote in slightly different interpretation since it did originally arise in Greek.
Do they need the original author? Or
I cannot.
If they quote somebody else who copied that quote.
Nope, they need the original source. And if you do not take an interest in the affairs of government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. So if you don't put some self in self-government, anybody can step in and fill the void. And we're coming up on a constitutional election, November the 7th. Early voting starts the 20th of October. And right now, probably 99% of Texans couldn't pick from a list the 14 items that are being amended in the Constitution.
That's why we're so blessed to have you, Colonel. Shelby.
I'm just an agitator. That's all.
Give me a would you rather.
Would you rather today? Would you rather work outside in 110 degree heat or 20 degree cold?
What am I doing?
You're working outside. I don't know. You're working on the railroad. You're hitting railroad spikes. I don't know.
Is it
but you're doing
high or low humidity if it's
out here right now, just where we are.
You know, that's not even a debate.
It is for me. What is it for you?
There is no debate. Cold versus hot. I would gladly work in the hot versus the cold because it's bone chilling. Have you ever done anything in the cold?
Football.
It doesn't matter what you play. You get hit, you fall down, you trip, you run into a wall, you sneeze. It doesn't matter. It hurts. It just hurts.
Now, you're a mechanic, and you know that if you try to work on a car without gloves on at a temperature like that, your fingers almost immediately become numb and stiff.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't do anything. And the tools stick to your fingers. It is nasty.
That's the worst. But it's even worse when, like you said, numb. Like your fingers, they don't look big, but they feel 10 times bigger than what they are. So you're trying to tap on a keyboard. You can't find the keys. You're just working around. That's not a debate. I don't even know why that's.
I know I've asked people and they said cold.
Oh, Lord.
They'd rather work in the cold.
Well, that's because they have never worked in the cold. I was raised on a farm doing chores at 6 o'clock in the morning. Now, we get up, do chores, then go eat breakfast, and then off to school. And I've also stood at the Air Force Academy out in the formations at daybreak waiting to march to meals when it was way cold and the wind was coming across the Terrazzo. Look,
you Southerners down here, I'm originally from New York. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of it has to do with your age, too, because when I was up there in New York doing my jobs, I'd be in a T-shirt, short-sleeve T-shirt, jeans, sneakers or boots. I'd be driving down the roads. People would be breaking down. Got to go out and help them. It's ice is dropping down. The wind is blowing. And you're just out there doing it. You don't care. So you, if you're acclimatized, if you plucked me out of New York at that time and put me down here, I'd just wither away. I'd be like a weed in the grass, just wilting. You know?
So what is your answer?
Yeah.
Because I'm now acclimatized down here, I'll take the heat any day of the week. That's it. Because it's tanks, they're still, they don't drive that quick. They do, but I'll just jump in.
Then you go jump in them and it's immediate meningitis because it's been sitting and boiling. So no, go ahead.
When I'm working, I go through three or four T-shirts. Every time I come to the house, I change a completely sopping wet T-shirt and drink a quart of water or Gatorade or some electrolyte. Because I am just losing water like crazy.
The other benefit of being up north and in the colder weather, you get to wear jackets more, which means you can carry guns differently.
Oh,
okay? You see, it all goes back to that, man.
It's all a circle.
It's all a circle of life. All right, let me continue on here, setting the table. I talked to you last week about Howard Stern and how he got in an argument with his wife because he's, what's the word for a person who's constantly sick or worried about getting sick?
Hypochondriac.
And so he's got power, money, and influence, and people listen to him, and he's calling people like us who don't wear a mask or don't get the shot fools, and he admits he's just scared. Do you want to listen to somebody scared? Do you want to be led by somebody who's scared?
A narcissist that's also a hypochondriac. Now, that is really a combination.
What a combo. So anyway,
that's
he says here, Howard Stern goes, I went over to CVS and got that new COVID vaccine, brags about being woke, taking the COVID jab. All right. Look, you know I want Trump as our president. You know I think he can get the job done in the next 4 years. But let me tell you something. I'm not happy with this guy right now. Trump blasted online after attacking DeSantis' abortion ban. A terrible things, he says. Because 6 weeks, DeSantis was doing 6 weeks. Trump is talking about, well, he could work it, you know, probably I've heard 15 weeks is good. He's manipulating it. I know where he's going with it. I know what he wants to do with it. He's trying to make it where...
The art of the deal.
I get it. But man, it's just like I said on everything else. You, as an American citizen, I don't care what you do. But the only thing that I will... push against is abortion because the child cannot defend themselves. The right to life, this child cannot defend themselves. So here we're playing with weeks. Trump, you screwed up on this one. I hope he corrects it.
There are some things that aren't negotiable.
Correct, yes, sir.
And the Ten Commandments, you don't negotiate on the Ten Commandments. You don't negotiate on the Bill of Rights. So there are some foundations, and this shows me that Trump does have some weaknesses. However, I know nobody's perfect. And for the things that he got accomplished in his first administration, we desperately need to redo that.
He needs to get in 4 more years, and then he needs to go and enjoy retirement, and we need to get fresh blood in there. But we got to set the table properly, get this country back in line so we can get the younger bucks like a DeSantis or somebody or a Kristi Noem. But right now, that just irritated me. He's irritated a whole bunch of pro-lifers. Okay, we're going to take a break. Be back in 3.
And you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued?
Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. The wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, back in studio. Got a lot coming up, but I want to continue setting the table with y'all. If you got a question or a comment, or you want to...
Sir? Back out of the cloud and back in formation.
There you go. Good to see you. The words of the day, traitor, ignorant, naive, stupid, nefarious, degenerate, villainous. Give me a call. Put them in a sentence. One of them. Anything. Let's continue on. Trump says he will carry out the largest domestic deportation operation in American history. Now, this goes back to what we just said a minute ago, Colonel.
But how?
Hold on a second. Yeah. Trump is blasted for the abortion comment, and rightly so. There's no non-negotiable on that when it comes to me anyway. And now, but Trump says he'll carry out the largest domestic deportation. I believe it. I believe he will do what it takes unless he is stopped from doing it. And it may not get them all.
But how do you even start?
Stop
the same
the
buses that brought them north. We got lots of white buses. We can just start loading them up.
No, not how do you get them from one place to another. How do you seek these people out and know
they're everywhere
they're
on the streets up north?
But they're not on an agenda. They're not on a list. They're not in the database. Mm-hmm.
Now, Mac, if you're going to speak like that, you got to speak with facts. They're in the database. I just read about a couple that said their court date's in October 2025, and that they promised they'll show up.
Just like the murder trial where the guy didn't even show up to his murder hearing yesterday, and he convicted of murder, and he's like, I ain't going. I ain't going. You know, that's where we're at today.
Jeez. All right, moving on. MSNBC's Nicole Wallace. The you-know-what is about to hit the fan in this country. Trump is inciting his cesspool MAGA base.
Lovely, these Democrats. They don't incite anything. Well, they...
Senator John Fetterman, defiant as critics roast loosened dress code on his behalf. Is there anything that's sacred? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want people running the show looking like they just came off the out of the gym?
I mean, have you seen that movie, Idiocracy? We're headed in that. We're there. Where like, they can't grow farmland, and they, you know, this guy comes frozen in time. I don't know, what is it, 5,000 years later or something?
It's a long time.
And he wakes up, and everything is ridiculous. And they've went so far back in time, practically to Neanderthal. And they're like, we can't grow any fresh food, so all we eat is processed
Taco Bell.
And he's like, well, why not? And they're like, I don't know. None of the crops will grow. We give them tons of Gatorade and some electrolytes. It's good for them. And he's like, no, you have to use water. He's like, well, we don't drink water.
Water is bad.
And he's like, water bad. And he's like, oh, green Gatorade. Cover crops.
You're seeing it everywhere.
And they're all in like t-shirts and stuff running the country. And like, he looks like LL Cool J, the president, like with a big chain. And he's like, bring me more Taco Bell. And it's just like crazy.
That's where we're headed. You're
absolutely
right.
That's where we're at.
We're there, man. You can apply. Let's see. If I'm going to read this next headline. Tell me which words from my list of words can apply. New York City considering removing statues of George Washington and others. Let's see. Ignorant, naive, stupid, degenerate. Those would fit.
Oh, they all fit. They all fit.
Cape Cod residents outraged at Democrat governor's migrant housing plan. Yeah, how's it feel, huh?
Yeah.
How's it feel? Sound of Freedom, inspiration Tim Ballard accused of sexual misconduct in Vice News report. Now, I'm reading this, and also actor Russell Brand accused of rape and sexual assault. And he says, I refute these criminal charges. Ladies and gentlemen, Russell Brand has over 6.6 million followers. Mm-hmm. And if you listen to him, if you're a conservative, this guy, it's unbelievable how he talks in favor of good.
He just understands everything that's going on, and he can break it down. He's like, you got to take money out of politics. He knows.
So what they're doing is they're hitting you with a sexual assault because that's going to bind you up,
right?
And people want to distance.
And anybody can make that accusation.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be from 2013.
That's right.
That's when it's from, and it's like, really? You just banded together and came, all three women came to tell me that I was sexually harassing you from 2013.
This one here, I made a comment a long time ago about RFK Jr. I said, I'm concerned about him getting assassinated. Headline, assassin? Armed man with fake U.S. Marshal badge arrested at RFK Jr. event. And the reason why I'm concerned is you got his uncle and you got his dad who get capped. You got Kennedy, Teddy Kennedy, who wouldn't run because he was a little concerned about it. And now you got this attack here, and RFK says, yeah, I'm a little concerned with the CIA, but, you know, I just got to up my security. Good luck. Yeah.
And he has to pay for his own. That's because right. Biden, the dirtbag, won't pay for the candidate. He's the only candidate who's not getting Secret Service protection.
This other headline is going to escalate the assassin potential. Eric Clapton private concert raises $2.2 million for RFK Jr. So he's going to have the slow hand promoting him. And a lot of followers because of Eric Clapton. All right, here's a must watch. You got to watch this. Dr. Peter McCullough delivered an epic speech exposing Big Pharma, COVID jabs, and Wuhan lab in the European Parliament speech. I found that on Infowars.com. You watch it. It's 17 minutes long. He's articulate. He has a resume a mile long. And people want to say he doesn't know what he's talking about.
And he named every organization.
German Parliament member Christine Anderson urges citizens worldwide to peacefully disobey COVID tyranny. Amen, sister. Jawohl. 7,000 illegal immigrants cross into one Texas border town in 72 hours. And serial killer Billy Schmerer
in New York City is paralyzed.
Killed by cellmate in Texas prison. You know why? Because he was... making dangerous threats to the cellmate's children. So he said, hey, I'm in here for life. The hell with you, man. And I praise him. I think the guy who killed this guy should get at least a possibility of parole. for taking out a scumbag. Okay, so there you go. That's the table set. Judge Andy Isaacs is in here to do a revival prayer. I'm going to do it, and I've got a couple of devotionals I want to read. So let me do the revival prayer. Lord, thank you so much for all your blessings and all your provisions. This country that we live in, a miracle from you, a blessing from you. And we just need to do a 180-degree turn and repent and get focused back on you, number one. Help us, Lord, to have a change of heart. We scream to you in unison. We wish to be the widow who goes to the judge and annoys the heck out of the judge, where the judge finally says, okay, okay. So, Lord, we're screaming up to you. Hopefully, we're going to be the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. You open up our hearts and we turn around and restore this great country that it was. I can't thank you enough. And I pray it all through your son's name, Jesus Christ. I do devotionals Monday through Friday. Been doing it for a long time. I got the opportunity to do it here on the radio, so today's no different. I want to thank Casey and the gang at McGuire Tires in Temple and Belton. Been dealing with Casey for over 20-something years. Yeah, Colonel.
I want to make a comment about their honesty. I went in and I was completely convinced that I had a tire pressure measurement sensor problem in my wheel because I got a low pressure light in my car and I put the gauge on the tire and I thought I read full pressure. So I was concerned about that. I went in there and they took it up, tested it, said nope, and then checked it out. Instead of the $75 or $79 bill, I got a $15 tire chain or tire repair.
Look, so, I hang around excellence. Everybody in this room, everybody who comes on this show, Casey and them, I've been knowing them for years. They do what they do and they do it very well. So,
the biggest compliment I can give them is that I would send my wife in there without any hesitation to get her tire fixed.
And not get a,
a tire pressure measurement system.
Very good. Anyway, you can check them out in Temple. Give them a call, 254-773-3114. Belton is 254-939-1357. Or simply, yeah, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell me you heard it here. Support the sponsors if you support the program. Since we've been doing words, I'll do this one first to see how much time I got left. This devotional reads, good morning. Friend, it's a noun, a person whom one knows and with whom one has bond of mutual affection. There are acquaintances and then there are friends. Proverbs 17:17. A friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. Proverbs 18:24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 27:9. Oil and perfume make the heart glad, and the sweetness of a friend comes from his earnest counsel. Proverbs 27:5. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, profuse are the kisses of the enemy. That's a good one. Proverbs 27:17. Iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. And I close. Let's all be thankful to the Lord for providing the company of those good friends. Have a blessed day. The reason I'm reading two today is because the judge is out. So he usually expands upon his thoughts. I'm going to expand upon my devotionals. The next one reads, good morning. If you were to draw a line from left to right on a piece of paper and draw a stick figure in the middle of that line, that would be me and you respectively at the current moment. To the left is the past. To the right is the future. All we can do by looking at the past is to learn by it or enjoy the good memories of it. We can, however, be totally new as we walk into the future. This comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. Just lower the music. To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God and the true righteousness and holiness. And I close. The Lord has provided us with all we need to achieve this. We must learn how to use the equipment he has given us. The directions to all that equipment can be found in our Bibles. Let's all strive to be master techs with God's equipment. Have a blessed day. Be back in three. She have Katie from Moss.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
You had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Matt, your host. Normally, this is the scratch and sniff section of our program, but it's been very difficult with Katie lately because they've got the new expansion on the business and they're super busy. So sometimes I can call, sometimes I can't, but you need to go check them out. That's Ma's Place in Harker Heights, 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. The food is great, the servings are large, the price is right, the atmosphere is welcoming. Colonel, you've been there, I've been there. A bunch of people.
There's a secret. And that's if you want a huge ham steak for breakfast, you don't order ham and eggs because the ham then comes as a little condiment along with the eggs. But if you order the lunch ham steak and ask for a side of eggs, now we're talking.
That's an officer for you. Always thinking, always thinking. Yeah, check them out. Vicky's great. Katie's great. Everybody there is great. You'll have a good time. Ask for the Matt Special. It's a BLT on Texas toast with a cup of coffee. The onion rings are the size that a small chihuahua could jump through. Serious, man. They're freaking huge. You could order just an onion ring order and be satisfied.
Are they homemade?
Homemade.
Oh, my God.
Yep, Katie was Vicky, making them.
They do them by hand. Each order is made by hand. Check them out. 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Ma's Place, sponsoring the program. Support the sponsors who support the program. Okay. I've got a special request and prayer. On my old program, I had my executive producer, Bill Huffman, the Ditch Doctor. He's been on this show from time to time. You know, he's got a challenge with his heart. And He is in the hospital, and they're checking him out, and he is up for grabs to get a heart transplant. But he has to have certain conditions that are right. So I'm asking a listening audience to please do me a favor, to lift Bill Huffman up into prayer, and everybody. Let's lift up everybody in prayer. But specifically, I'm calling out Bill here, that the doctors have the wisdom from the Lord, that comfort is put on the family, quick healing on Bill. And, okay, Katie's online. We'll get to her in a second. And just that he has quick health and many years to live. So with that, Bill, love you, man. All right, is she on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I can put her on.
Put her on, put her on. Hey, Katie, how you doing this morning? Katie, how you doing this morning?
I am good.
Good. I promoted you because you didn't call. I promoted you. So why don't you give me a very quick rundown of what's going on?
All right. As for our menu today, we have our steak, our country combo, and our ham steak.
We're
and
ready.
Mom told you that opening day at the other building is October 1st.
Finally, October 1st, across the street from Ma's place is Ma's place. And you're going to be drive-through only, right, serving bread and pizzas?
We are serving pizzas and bakery items.
Okay, what you
need, and a little bit of breakfast.
What you need to do is tell Mama or yourself to try and pencil in time for next Saturday. We're going to get you on here so we can talk all about it. We'll figure some way to get you here, either the first Saturday, the second Saturday, whatever. But you all need to come on, and we need to explain to the peoples out there exactly what you got going on, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Sounds good. You take care of yourself now. Okay. I had to cut her a little short because we're very tight on time today. Colonel, take it away, buddy.
All right. I've been gone for a little while. I went to a national JBS conference up in Des Moines and then went over to the 55th reunion for my Air Force Academy class. But there is so much information came out of the JBS conference for 3 days. Just one fantastic speaker after another. So much information, and I can't begin to put it all out. I'll throw out one thing, a website, bigpicture.watch. Bigpicture.watch. You go there, it's a crowdfunded site, and there's all kinds of information out there. There's also information on carbon dioxide and these carbon dioxide pipelines, the war on farmers, the war on nitrogen. These people are out to decimate the population of the earth. And they are going after it in all kinds of ways. Now, today, let's go back and start with a quote and get back in sequence here. If you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. Who said that? And I've given away a little bit because it was originally written in Greek. And a subscription to the New American Magazine, if somebody can call in with that author. I want to thank my long-term sponsor, Bill Schumann, Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3. He's been a great help to the program. And
yes,
to
thank
Bell
you very
County.
Much, Bill. Thank you very much for your support.
Well, he's a super building engineer and has saved the county millions of dollars in by looking at these contracts and things and saying, I think we can do this better and cheaper. All right, the True Texas Project. Let's look a little bit at history, and then we'll look at the constitutional amendments. But the history, sometimes since we don't know history, we need to be reminded of things when people start telling lies. So the True Texas Project came out, and they said, of course, no one is telling you, as I have had both 54 and 55, District 54, 55 reps claim, oh, this is the biggest tax cut in history. Well, it's also the biggest spending increase in history. All right. This last budget that they came up with, spending limits, we have them. And without, they don't mean anything because you can go around them. They just say, oh, this is off budget. All right, you also need to know that even without busting the spending limits, the budget that was just passed for this biennium, 2 year between legislatures, is 42% higher than the last one. 42%. almost double the spending, and we still have a budget surplus, if you don't think we're not being overtaxed. All right. It's the biggest spending increase in Texas history, and they claim it's the biggest tax relief. Something doesn't smell good. Texas.gov. The adoption of the current Texas Constitution in 1876, from then through November the 21st, the legislature has proposed 698 amendments to the Constitution. 698. The federal Constitution has only had 27, but the Texas Constitution gets into the nitty-gritty. Of those 698, 695 have gone to the ballot, and of the amendments on the ballot, 515 have been approved by the electorate, and 180 have been defeated. So we can see it's almost 3-1 that if the legislature gets it out there, it gets passed. So we'll start talking about now some of these propositions. Now, if you go to the website, go to the Matt's Facebook page, mm-hmm. to the Aaron's Gun Shop, you will find the URLs for the sources of my information and some of these descriptions.
That's aaronsgunshop.com Facebook page. Just scroll down a couple posts, you'll see them there.
Okay, and there is a ton, literally a ton of information out there so that you can educate yourself, educate your friends, and get people to put some self into self-government. All right, so a couple of comments here. Proposition 2, I'll save that. All right, let's go ahead now and go to the propositions. There are 14 different propositions on the ballot. Proposition 1 is House Joint Resolution 126, the constitutional amendment protecting the right to engage in family ranching, timber production, farming, horticulture, and wildlife management. And we're going to vote for this one because farming is the use of private property rights, and you cannot have liberty without personal property rights. So that's the first one. Proposition 2, Senate Joint Resolution 64. And these people were kind of neutral on that one. They're on Joint Resolution 2, the constitutional amendment authorizing a local option election, valorum, tax valorum, by a country of or municipality of all or part appraised value of real property. It's kind of hard to read. What they want to do is they point out that Proposition 2 will not cut the local school money, because any money cut by reducing local taxes will be made up by using state funds. So they're going to reach into from your right hip pocket to your left hip pocket and take the money from a different source. All right. Proposition 3, House Joint Resolution 132, the constitutional amendment prohibiting the imposition of an individual wealth or net worth tax, including tax on the difference between the assets and liabilities of a business or family. All right. This one.
Colonel, Nikki Haley just tried to call me.
She calls only on Saturdays during your show, never during the week.
That tells you why, because this show is good. Go ahead, Colonel.
Nikki Haley just called me. All right. The constitutional amendment prohibiting a wealth tax. And they are for this one because this is just an implementation of the DEI, equality versus equal opportunity.
And we'll continue on right after the break.
We'll be right back. Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken. This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Veterinarian Dr. Valerie Bobbitt, owner of the Veterinary Medical Arts Center in Cameron, loves our pets just as much as we do. If your pet needs a wellness check, vaccinations, x-rays, or a specialty procedure, then Dr. Valerie and her staff can do it. Does your pet need spaying or neutering? The clinic can do that too. Call the Veterinary Medical Arts Center at 254-697-4737 if you have questions or wish to make an appointment. Our pets are part of the family. Let's take good care of them.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and a clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milan Plaza.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. High Cap Adventure Radio program, the number 254-697-6633. For the sake of time, I'm cutting the chatter. Colonel, take it away, sir.
All right. We're now Proposition 4, House Joint Resolution 2, from the second special session. And this is a constitutional amendment to authorize the legislatures to establish a temporary limit on maximum appraised property of appraised value of real property, residence, homestead, ad valorem tax purposes. And we are for anything that cuts taxes. The government has plenty of money, as we've seen earlier, that the Texas government has a surplus. Proposition 5, House Joint Resolution 3, the constitutional amendment relating to the Texas University Fund, providing funds to certain institutions of higher education to achieve national prominence. All right, and we're against this one because UT, as the center of socialist indoctrination for students, doesn't need any more money. And they've got probably more money in their fund stored away than the state of Texas, which is pretty awesome. All right, Proposition 6. And we have SJR, that's Senate Joint Resolution 75, Constitutional Amendment creating the Texas Water Fund to assist in financing water projects in the state. And Proposition 6, we're against. I'm against. This group was neutral on it. But water, this is part of Agenda 2030, part of the UN jumping in here. And they don't need any more money to control water and other things. Now, water is important. I'll give you that. But we don't need to put in more money on this project.
Colonel, your hat hits the mic, so I'm going to look.
I keep the light out of my eyes. All right, we'll do this another one. Now we do Prop 7, Senate Joint Resolution 93, the constitutional amendment providing for the creation of the Texas Fund to support construction, maintenance, modernization, and operation of electric generation facilities. And Proposition 7, we're for. The grid needs to be hardened and improved. Now, we've got a lot more people moving in, and we've got all this green vehicle things. Now, every green vehicle that drives about 140 miles, just a car, is equivalent to a new house on the grid. And when they start talking about electric buses, we're talking about 10 houses driving in a cluster and formation. So they're really sucking a lot of electricity to recharge these. We don't have the infrastructure to charge these electric vehicles in the homes and stuff. It's going to just tear everything up. This is a total unconsidered, and it takes all these adjectives that Matt read earlier to describe this.
You know, I'm just going to elaborate. California said you need to turn your lights off and save the energy out there because they're having a little bit of a power issue. Oh, yeah. And everybody was happy to do that, you know. I love to come home at 7 o'clock at night and turn my lights off.
Turn your oven off, unplug
yeah,
your mic.
I don't want to cook. I don't have any kids. I do not eat chicken nuggets in the air fryer. None of that. I don't need any energy to keep them satisfied because everybody's kids love turning the technology and the electricity off.
They love to go play hoop stick outside.
Go ahead, Colonel. Okay. It's your fault, right, Colonel. You energize our brains for commentary, but go ahead.
Electrifying.
We got Proposition 8, House Joint Resolution 125, the constitutional amendment creating a broadband infrastructure to expand high-speed broadband access across Texas. And this is another multi-billion dollar boondoggle by the government. And we're against this one. We already have private industry, Starlink, where if you want satellite, you can get it. We don't need to build a multi-billion dollar infrastructure to give West Texas farmers high-speed internet by laying fiber optic all across the state. It's just a contractor boondoggle. Proposition 9, House Joint Resolution 2, regular session, the constitutional amendment authorizing the 88th legislature to provide a cost of living adjustment to certain annuitants of the Texas retirement system. All right, now it's nice to give teachers who have been retired for a long time and have never had a cost of living adjustment in their retirement the way it was set up at that time. But we should not be setting up new long-term contracts for taxpayers. When the person retires, their retirement should be fully funded in synchronous with their employment, so that when they retire, the taxpayers of the future, the children that they taught in school, are not indebted to their retirements. We keep kicking the can down the road. We've got to pay people, and this goes for the cities too. Local governments, Texas, Temple has gone to a fully funded retirement. When the person retires, the city is done with it. They're not on the stick for what Biden does to inflation. If you can imagine Texas now for cost of living adjustments in the near future, where we've got the Biden administration, and I don't know where they come up with their inflation numbers, but everything that I touch at Home Depot has doubled in price.
I can elaborate. I have a government contract,
And every year we put it up for inflation due to the inflation, the economic impact, and all that stuff. 2 years ago, I enforce it every year because I've yet to see a price drop. Yeah. But their numbers, how they do it, they showed it dropped. So they tried to enforce it on me to discount it on their government side. And I was like, could you just please show me the data? I was like, I've yet to see anything drop in price, but yet you're telling me it's cheaper now, so you're going to pay me less? Well, so
one of the ways they try to keep the inflation index down is when they get into food, they try to be sure that the items like eggs and milk that they subsidize and corn, that the things the government subsidizes to keep the price down, they count that as not being inflated. But everything else in the store is just gone berserk. And eggs have gone out of way up. So let's go back now to 11. Our Senate Joint Resolution 32, the constitutional amendment authorizing the legislature to permit conservation and reclamation districts in El Paso County to issue bonds for the development and maintenance of parks and recreational. Okay. We had to have a state constitutional amendment for just El Paso, and I don't think they ought to be selling bonds for parks and stuff. The local people can finance this in their own ways or donate land if they want more parks and stuff. All right, number 12, Proposition 12, House Joint Resolution 134, constitutional amendment providing for the abolition of the county treasurer in Galveston County. Now, this is a tax-paid position, and if they can eliminate the county treasurer in Galveston County, why can't we do it in Bell, Williamson, and Coryell counties? So let's just get this on and start eliminating some of these positions. We're all for this one. And Joint Resolution, or House Joint Resolution 107, Proposition 13, the constitutional amendment to increase the mandatory age for state for the retirement of state justices and judges. And they're going to change the retirement age from 75 to 79 for these justices.
You might as well just drop
judges.
Dead, you know?
Can't,
my God, give me a break.
Are you working?
Well, I am against this one, and they are against it.
Just
because.
Just 99. How about that? You better make it.
Colonel, look, I'm almost at the top of the hour. Let me make a comment here. Ladies and gentlemen, the Colonel does a fantastic job when he does this. He's done this before in the past. When elections are coming up, we're going to be doing this more and more every Saturday. So you need to get your materials ready, your note-taking material ready. Read what we put on the Facebook page at aaronsgunshop.com. Be familiarized with it so when he talks about it, you can take down notes. If we have a little bit of time, we'll have a little bit of time in the 11 o'clock hour, Colonel. We can maybe finish up your
okay, points. Okay, but just a quick one here. This is the mandatory retirement age should not be an age. Age does not say anything about a person, but their mental capability. If they want to have a mental test and give them a test over the law, like take a few questions out of the board examination that lawyers have to take, now we would have an honest evaluation of whether they should be in office. You could put a pot on the desk for Biden and put three items on his desk under it, and he could not tell you in 10 seconds what is underneath the pot.
He's got an IQ of a three-minute egg. I'm telling you, he's a vegetable up there. Okay, we're going to... How much time I got, Shelby?
You got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. I think, Colonel, correct me if I'm wrong, as we get closer to it, I think before early voting, I got
early
about 20
voting
seconds.
Starts at 20, so we've got some more.
And you'll do a
weekends.
Sample ballot of what you would do, and if people respect and wish to do what you do, they can do it themselves. We're not telling you what to do. He's just going to say, hey, this is who I think is good.
And this is why. The big right. thing is why. I want to educate people. If you educate somebody,
okay.
they can continue.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, the queen of prep, the queen of finances, the one and only Melinda Bowles, Bowles Financial Group. Be back in three.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Attention to detail. Customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. Budgethostcameron.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Hour number two, Matt, your host, my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown, my special guest host for today, Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group. I've got Mac Harmon from Quick Wrench Auto... Quick Wrench Automotive. And Mac and I go back a ways. He's a great guy. He does a great job. And then at 11 o'clock, I've got a special guest from the K Theater coming in to talk about all that. And it's a great place. And I got to lower the volume here. Whose volume is that?
That's me.
That's you. You screwed up. Sound operator screwed up. Okay. We're simulcasting 105.1 FM, The Ranch, 98.5 FM, KRXT, Facebook Live at aaronsgunshop.com. Give us a call into the studio if you got a question for Melinda or anybody else, 254-697-6633. And all the programs are put into a pretty little package sent over to the podcast department. You can listen to it on Podbean, Spotify, or Apple. Thank you to the sponsors, all the private donors. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Follow us. The whole works. Melinda Bulls, it's always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited about the topic today. So, you know, I always talk about balanced money, balanced life. Usually I do the life portion, and I'll give a little update on our farm before I get started on the balanced money today. So what I want to talk about is how to protect some of your financial information online. So that's a biggie, and a lot of folks have been hacked. But I'm going to read my little disclaimer, which lets me actually talk about investment stuff today, technically speaking. So who am I? I'm an independent financial advisor with Bulls Financial Group, and they said I had to read this, so going to just read it.
I want to make a comment about you.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, Melinda is very precise. She's going to help you. She knows the ins and the outs, what she can do, what she can't do. That's why when she's doing what she's about to do right now, it's very good. It's just she checks the list so you, to protect you.
Right. I know I've been getting lots of questions about, hey, let's talk about some more financials type topics. So after back and forth, they said, okay, if you'll read this, you know, but I cannot give any direct advice to you about any investment. So if you call in and ask that, you're just going to have to call the office. So how do you get hold of me first? BullsFinancialGroup.com or 254-899-9944 to offer a free consultation. But we do offer retirement.
I want to add to that. If you can't remember that, aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, click on her link.
So broad spectrum of services from retirement and financial planning, investment management, tax strategies, and risk mitigation. So, and you will get a complimentary consultation if you give us a call at the office. Lisa will be happy to get you scheduled. So just a quick update on the farm. The heat killed about 8 chickens. We lost some roosters and chickens. Then we went and processed another 6 roosters for dog food.
Did you freeze dry them?
I did freeze dry them. And my German short-haired porno recognizes the bag when it comes out. She's like, oh, I'm getting chicken today. Yay. but we did add fans and misters to the chicken house, probably a little too late to avoid some of the losses. But once we added the fans, we had to figure out how we were doing it. You know, getting electricity and water into the chicken house area where we didn't have it was a little challenging. But that seemed to have helped. And of course, now that the temperature's gone below, you know, 98, the chickens are happy. But, you know, 106, they're dropping.
It's hard for everybody. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. On the garden side of things, fixing to get it completely cleaned out. And I will be replanting lettuce, spinach, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, squash, and zucchini. You know, they say you can plant like 3 or 4 rounds of squash and zucchini, and I'm on round 2. I've got squash coming out my ears from 4 plants. It's kind of crazy. Zucchini,
it's all that copper you put in the ground.
It's the copper, but I have not quite figured out. I think I need a... some way to get rid of the aphids, and after lots of research, and I don't like to use chemicals, but the aphids love those squash and zucchini plants, no matter how much copper I'm putting in my garden. But a high pressure water on the leaves, which means I'm out there, if you spray off the aphids, they will come off the leaves. And I'm just kind of hand wiping them off, and they just perked up, and they're just happy as a lark. So once you've gotten rid of them off the leaf, they typically don't come back unless you find the the mother laying the eggs. And the mama's missing from laying the eggs, but boy, I'm attacking all the eggs that she's laid. So, but hand washing those big old leaves is fairly simple with the high pressure water, and the aphids have pretty much dissipated, and the plants are growing like crazy. So there's that. Chickens, gardening. I do want to talk about how to protect your information online. So I have a question. Has anybody in the room actually had any mail stolen out of their physical mailbox?
I don't know. Sometimes
you don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder, hey, it's a light mail day today. Did somebody steal my mail?
Well, or maybe you know somebody, especially in the rural communities. It doesn't even have to be rural. If you have a mailbox that is at a distance from the house, it is a good chance that there might be someone who comes along and steals stuff out of the mailbox.
I have one that has a locking compartment on the bottom and
yes.
a trap door on the top.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
It's a federal offense to steal mail, so we don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
It's against the law.
Yeah, right.
So you don't have to worry about
it. That's right.
You won't do that because you'll go to jail.
So one of the things that is still coming in the mail is, guess what? Credit card applications, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So then the next question is, in the last month, how many credit card apps have y'all received? You've received 3.
I don't know, because maybe somebody's filling them out.
Okay, you know what?
You know
what? That is a good point, because I did have an acquaintance who had been away from on a weekend, and a credit card app came in the mail. The thieves stole it out of the mailbox, and actually apply, you know, it's all kind of an automatic thing, but they had also broken into the house and they called from the home phone number. Now that's when we had home phone numbers.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, how do you do that?
So most of those are mailed to you, and in the days of home phone numbers, then you're actually, you call to apply for it because they've also, they're going to match that up. And by the time they got back home from their trip, that card had been maxed out, and they were getting phone messages saying, thank you for opening a new card account. And they're like, we didn't open a new card account.
You know, Melinda, I've had my card hacked a couple times, and they know my lifestyle. I mean, the government knows what I do,
right,
and so does the credit card company. They
right.
know where I'm going to go in about 10 minutes based on past experience. But with the phone number.
Right.
That's the glitch right
That's
there.
That's the glitch. Now, in today's world, nobody has those home phone numbers anymore. So you would actually, it'd be a little harder to take an application out of the mailbox if they're tying it to your cell phone. But I don't think they're doing that anymore. I think you could probably pretty much fill it out and send it in or do it online automatically and register a new address and a new phone number, and you're probably going to get that card. So with credit cards, and this is how I do it personally, and you will just have to figure out how you pay your bills or what you do. A lot of folks like using their credit cards to accumulate cash rewards, right? Why not, right?
Right.
Get some cash back. But what I like to do is I have a burner card, and I keep business and personal separate, but let's just talk about the personal. So I have a burner credit card that is used online. So everybody has Amazon, or everybody has some sort of a subscription service to something like that. Well, that's, I don't consider that a subscription, but to me, Amazon is hackable, right? Mm-hmm. And so this particular burner credit card, I only use for online purchases, and they're probably saving it in their system. And I do not use it for anything like water bill, electric bill. I don't cross over those utilities. Or, for instance, I know you were talking about the subscription to the magazine. Well, if that card is hacked and I have that subscription on that card, well, now I got to scurry around and redo all those subscriptions. So that particular subscription, which I have, will be on a card that is not going to be used for those fly-by-night online purchases.
And if you go to any kind of a, not a yard sale, but a convention, like we have the big up at Oshkosh Air Venture.
Absolutely.
And all kinds of private vendors and stuff around there. You need a burner card. We got skimmed.
Yep.
And had to get a different card.
And so how many of y'all in the room have actually had your credit, the notification that said your credit card had been hacked? I mean, it's not being protected like we think it is by any means.
I got noticed that they weren't sure they're going to send me a new card.
Right. And that's the strategy that I also use, is that about once a year, I will actually go get that burner card and I will have it replaced, okay? Because it's being captured in systems. And then the minute you get, you know, some sort of a notification that says you need to, you know, we're trying to hit your card for a reason. Well, I don't do subscription services on a burner card. And then my other card, I keep it really protected from that online exposure. If I want to use my utilities on that card, then I know. And I've never had a utility company say our information was hacked. Have y'all? I haven't. Between the cell phone, you know, the electrical, the gas, the water, I've never had one of those say. And so if that other card gets hacked, I know it came from one of those utilities.
Right.
So, and you're probably getting a notification. So
20 seconds.
Keeping two different cards, I certainly recommend, for two different venues. One is easy to cancel and replace, and you're not scurrying around trying to redo all your subscriptions.
It's a great idea.
Replacing a card, the burner card, at least once a year, and then setting up notifications. I cannot tell you how important it is. Every time a transaction hits a card, you should be getting a text message and confirming it.
We're going to take a break. Melinda Bulls, Bulls Financial Group. Be back in 3 minutes. Great information.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bulls of Bulls Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at bullsfinancialgroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S financialgroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
El Green Chili Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chili Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chili Meat Market. Radio program. The number in the studio, if you got a question for Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group, is 254-697-6633. Don't forget, you can check us out at aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page and you can see my ugly mug and you can see Melinda's pretty face. And you can make commentary. We can answer questions via text, via Facebook, via phone call. So give us a call, 254-697-6633. Melinda, take it away.
Okay, so just a quick summary. We were talking about maintaining two different credit cards. One, I call it a burner card that can be easily replaced and you're not trying to go run around and redo subscription type charges. And then another card that you keep very protected. Trigger alerts. Every card company should have the ability, so when you swipe the card, you should be able to get a text message. And, you know, if husband and wife are obviously using the same account, we have two different cards, so you should be able to see those transactions and go, yep, those are us. I had a credit card hack a few years ago, and I got a call in the pretty much almost the middle of the night saying that my card had been used in like Brownsville at a Home Depot. And the lady's like, best we can tell, you don't live there. I said, you are correct. Block it. And immediately I got a replacement card. They fixed the problem. The person actually did get away with the money. I mean, they were able to use it at Home Depot, and they weren't able to recover it or reject it. The transaction had already gone through by the time I got the phone call.
Sadly, though, it's just a drop in the bucket for them, as long as they stopped it.
Yes.
And they're making a happy customer.
Yes.
They're going to make more money that way. That's the problem.
Yes. And so at that point, that's when I split up cards and said, I will keep two cards. One will be completely protected. The other one will be a burner card. And a new suggestion is apparently Capital One does a special feature that as you use, like on every time you use the card, they generate a new card number. So it's like a one-off use. And I love that idea. I'm not sure of other card companies who do that, but his Capital One, your Capital One does it. So that's great. That's great.
I generate probably on a weekly basis, probably 20 virtual cards because of how much stuff we have to pay online and everything through the company and
it
stuff.
It can be automated, right? Because then the card number changes.
You can
set it up for a direct deposit.
I do. No, not direct deposit. Yeah. No, it all links back to the main card.
I don't know.
So, but yeah, it all links back to the main card number, but you're not given that actual card number. So if somebody tries to rerun that number, you're like, I know exactly who just ran that number and what, you know,
right,
who had it.
You can tie it. I think I call it phantom numbers tied to the master number. I think that's a great idea. The other thing is bank accounts the same way is I have my two bank accounts set up. Of course, business is separate than personal, and I have two personal accounts. One is if we randomly use our debit card, I don't have any auto purchases going into that account. And anytime you use a debit card or a credit card, your information on that card is at risk of being hacked. I mean, I think even our Buc-ee's had some card readers that were grabbing people's information. And that's been a while. It was either Buc-ee, there was some place in town. But as far as bank accounts, I would do the same thing. I would have a bank account that has no checks, no debit cards, that if you are doing auto subscription services on your bank account, then you don't have to worry about it being hacked because you've never published it out there on the internet.
Have you ever seen one of those?
A scan blocker? No.
You put that behind my credit card?
Yeah, some ladies' purses will have a, and that's something you can put in your billfold to help people from walking up behind you and maybe scanning it. They'd have a hard time finding it inside the middle of my purse. I mean,
that's
you're back.
Pretty much everything in a purse.
I know. All right, now, don't pick on us. How many tubes of toothpaste, lipstick do you have? Oh, just six. But your pocket's easier to scan than the inside of my purse, really.
You should never use a debit card to make purchases online.
Absolutely not.
Because there is no comeback. If it's a stolen deal, you're out the money. If it's a credit card, most of the credit card companies, by law, I think it is, have to make you good.
Well,
so
honor it.
Always, I always use a Discover card. Or,
right.
I hate to push the brand, but they have tight security. Sometimes it irritates me because they shut me off when I go on a trip and to try to buy gas, and then it rejects my card because I'm not at home. So I have to tell them when I'm going.
Can you easily get that situated while you're away?
Yes, just a phone call I'm going here, and here, and
that's super helpful if you call them before the trip.
Pretty tight.
But
and they shut things off before they... I had somebody tried to run the online payment system charge on my Discover card from out in California or something, and they denied it and sent me a text and said, "We just denied this. Did you try to do this?" And I said, "Nope." And so they sent me a new card because I'd been skimmed when I had been up at the air show.
But I think when we travel outside of our purchase zone, that is, it increases our chance of being hacked. It really does because you're at a distance and you're swiping it at a show of some sort, and you just never know if that vendor is going to swipe some of your information. And I hate to say it, but I think it's all hackable. Our bank accounts, same way, you should get transaction alerts any time that transactions come through. And again, I would keep two different accounts. One is protected. One is a burner checking account that if that debit card gets hacked, and not keep a lot of money in it. That's the other thing, is you don't want to keep a lot of money in a debit card checking account, because guess what? If they've grabbed your information, then they can take a lot of money and you have less protection in that checking account. You know, the other thing is keeping up with your passwords to get into those accounts. And in this day and age, we have passwords for everything. So I suggest two-factor authentication. A lot of folks know what that is, that when you log in, it says, oh, I'm now going to send you a code to your phone before I'm even going to let you log in. So that cuts down on a lot of login issues. It makes it harder for the hackers to hack. But keeping up with passwords, I use LastPass. It's a love-hate relationship. I am not a fan of credit monitoring services. So, because you're going to have to give them your information, okay? So anything that has an auto login to your bank accounts or your credit card accounts, I am not a fan. So I'm going to take this to the next step, because I don't like getting credit card applications. When you have good credit, they will send them to you relentlessly. And you think that, oh, wow, I can go get new credit cards. But years ago, after the last credit card hack, we did what we called lock our credit. And a lot of folks go, but what if I want to use my credit? Well, it's super easy to unlock it. So there's three reporting agencies. One is Experian, one is TransUnion, and one is Equifax. And I locked our credit years ago, and then I opted out of offers. It's been probably 8 years. I haven't seen a credit card application. If I want one, then I can go apply for it, but they're not going to just randomly send them to me. I've opted out of getting any offers, and then I've locked my credit.
When somebody looks at your credit, do they look at what you're able to get, in the sense of companies giving you offers for money?
It's a funny number. I don't know how they do it. I don't think we can figure that out. I mean, if you can answer why is our government trying to kill us all,
clarify the question. If somebody's looking at your credit score to make a decision on a loan, can they tell how many offers you've been given that you have access to this money?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But they do this formula thing, and then they decide, well, I mean, here's one. I mean, when we paid off our house, our credit...
It got worse.
Our score went down. It went down. And it's kind of like, but I am not intending to go use credit anymore. But if I had to go do credit, the one thing that you have to realize is that, let's just say you're going to go buy a vehicle and you're going to finance it. Well, the first thing they're going to do is say, well, we need to run your credit to see if we can give you financing or if you have to go to the bank. Well, you have to ask, well, which credit reporting agency do I need to unlock? Because they don't run it on all three. So they may run TransUnion. You can go to TransUnion with your, you know, two-factor authentication login and 50 password questions, and you can unlock it for the day, or you can unlock it for 3 or 4 days, and then it'll auto-lock back. I think when I did it originally, I think each one cost me like $10 to lock, and now I can unlock and relock on my schedule.
Well, the one thing you have to watch, though, about your credit score is that the auto insurance and home insurance is based on your credit score. So if they lower your credit score, but it probably has to get a lot lower than what they're talking about.
Yeah. Melinda, look, you're one of those types of people who just give. I want you to receive, in the sense of tell people who you are, what you can do. I got about a minute here.
Sure.
Who you are, what you can do for them, and how they can get a hold of you.
Well, we do take that balanced money, balanced life concept, because it doesn't matter how much money you have. If it's not in harmony with life events, then there's no amount of money that can fix that. So we sit down with folks, and we really try and figure out what they need and how we can help them. Sometimes it's just a listening ear. Sometimes it's a very special, specific written plan. I'm a detail-oriented, so you will have homework, and we will say, go do this and this and this, and now you're ready for an advisor, or perhaps you don't, you know, you're looking for a new advisor. I will definitely do a review of what you currently have and give suggestions on how, if we need to make some changes. But it's a very unique client journey experience, and that I get that feedback a lot. So if your advisor is not talking to you about life events, give us a call.
Very good. Well, Melinda will be here for the rest of the show. When we come back after the break, I got Mac Harmon from Quick Crunch Automotive. We're going to be talking about good stuff when it comes to automotive, batteries, cars, windshield wipers. We'll be back in three.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to BulldogAutoDetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571. Jason Bain, the owner of Backup Tactical, has been a shooting and firearms enthusiast since he was a teenager in the early 80s. Everything he makes is made in the USA, using the latest and most precise CNC and machining equipment. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Backup Tactical stands behind their products more than anyone else in the firearms industry. Contact them now on the internet at backuptactical.com or call Jason at 561-560-0850. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I've got my wingman, the Colonel Rayford Brown. We just got done talking specifically about finances with Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group.
She doesn't. Very nervous about my credit card.
Yeah, but she. I know.
Oh, I gotta go change.
I gotta go text the banker real fast.
Here's the thing about Melinda. With all my guests, like Mac, for example, he talks to me. I totally trust him. Melinda, she talks about finances. I'm like, okay, no argument, no debate. Okay. Mechanic, same thing. Colonel, flying jets, Constitution, the whole works, good to go. Shelby, when she tells me I got 20 seconds, I believe her.
Yeah.
Okay. She shakes her fist at me. 20 seconds!
There's things for debate, there's things you can't.
Give me a call here, 254-697-6633. Mac Harmon, Quick Ranch Automotive. Mac, you and I go back a long ways. I trust you like I trust no other. Like the commercial says, I don't care. I'll put it on a flatbed if I got to bring it to you.
That's cool. A lot of people do that.
Because I know you're going to give it to me straight. I may not like the price because what I have to have get done because it broke down. Like, I didn't want it. Oh, really? It broke? Really? But I trust it. I got no doubts in my mind. And if for any reason there's a mistake, you're that guy who says, oh, I made a mistake, I'll fix it.
No problem. Yeah. I walked out to my guys because anything that comes back to our shop, if it comes back, we call it the recheck. We put RC on it. Recheck. That means you messed up, probably, is how everybody, you're guilty until proven innocent in our terms in the mechanic world. Because if a car leaves and the check engine light comes back on, immediately the people driving the car, not going to say who or whatever, they're like, dang mechanic, they messed up.
You know, I think people are more irritated that the light's on than actually what the problem is.
Exactly. I've never seen patients that go to the doctors that get a prescription, they go home, they still have the cold, and they go back and be like, you messed up. I want my money back. Refund. 100%. No, it's totally different in the automotive world. So, but you know, with that being said, when a car comes back, there's a thousand things that can come on for the little we're going to call it the ignorant light, the dummy light, whatever, the stupidity light, whatever.
Now look, my dad, wrong. God rest his soul, my dad, he had a fix for that. Duct tape.
Yeah.
Cover the light.
Thing is, now it's like so bright in there, the holographic creates like a disco ball now.
What
like
is that, you put an iHeartRadio? If you're hearing weird noises in your car, you're not listening to this loud enough.
Turn the radio up. My father-in-law was the best. We were a service advisor together a long time ago, and he cured the problem one time. I was like, all right, that squeak is going to drive me insane. Where is it coming from? We're driving back and forth, commuting together. He reaches over the radio. He cranks it up to like volume 9, and I was like, Whatever.
One time my husband was working on his welding truck outside, and I mean, he's very particular and organized, and everything has to be right, and he'll work hourlessly just to make sure everything's working correctly. He was going out of town the next day, and I was getting a little annoyed because he's going to be gone all week. And I was like, you've been out there for like 8 hours. Like, come in here and just...
No way.
And so I took a tool... And he would try to work on something, and I'd tap and make a click, 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 click. And he'd go, where the hell is that coming from? He would start getting mad, and I was tap, 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 tap.
A little bag of drugs in front of a crack addict.
And then all of a sudden, like, he'd pick his head over, and he goes, why are you doing that? I thought something was broke.
You know, yes, as a mechanic... I tell my wife, we walk outside, and I'll just put my hands up in the air like a big Y. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, I've accomplished something. I fixed it. That is the reward I was going for. But I saw a quick little video. It used Jack and Rose from the Titanic movie. Mm-hmm. And Jack walks over to Rose in the ballroom. He's like, hey, I just got to go out to the garage real quick. It's going to take me about 5 minutes. It's real easy repair, couple bolts and stuff. And then the sad music's playing, you know. And then it zooms back in and she's on the boat when she's really old, 83 years later. It's like, poor Jack. I never saw him again after that time. That's a mechanic's life right there for you.
Now, I got to say something, man. We've known each other for way past 10 years now. But when I first came to you, you started, this is when the old shop you were at.
Yeah.
Okay. And you start talking to me. I go, one, this guy's listening to me. Two, he really makes it seem like he cares. Three, he had a data dump on me just from his brain. He goes, oh, yeah. What vehicle? What model? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. then you did recordings or with the electronic devices to actually hear what's going on in the engine.
Oh, yeah.
You fixed the problem. It cost what you said it was going to cost. I was shocked.
I know.
I was shocked because
this crazy world out there we live in.
The past experiences I had was, I hope they get this thing done right.
Oh, I know. We have people come in. And so if you come into our new shop now in Temple, I sit in the backside, and I call it the drive-through window. There's a little window right there to let the service people up front, you know, Christina. And I have a new guy, DeAndre. So they do a great job, but... I may look like I'm not listening, but I'm multitasking, and I'll make sure, because they do a great job, and I don't want to step in or step on their toes, and somebody will come in and just start describing a situation or concern. I've been to 3 other shops. They've done this. They've done that, and I'm back there. Oh, this is going to be a good one. This is going to be fun, you know, and I'm just typing away and listening, and then they're kind of doing, I was like, all right, man, I just got to jump in. I can't hold my tongue anymore. I'm sorry. did they do this? And it's like, no. I'm like, they didn't do that? Are you serious? Bring it in. I was like, let me check it. It's great, you know, getting those cars that other people diagnose or go through. And I think it's just fun. It's a different day every day at the shop.
I want to be clear here. Is Mac perfect? No, he's not perfect.
Oh, no.
But he's perfect in the sense he'll fix his mistake if there is one that happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to promote...
come in and you're just like, I don't know what to do. You're going to take it somewhere else.
I've done that recently. I had one that was a hard one. And then I've had another one. It was a BMW long time ago. And I told the guy, I said, I don't have the technology I need. I'm pretty sure it is this, but I can't tell you. And that's a very expensive guess. And the guy was like, man, I understand. I was like, no, I'm not going to say it is that. Don't take my word for it because I can't validate it. So, yeah, I've had two, but this recent one we did, which was I was going to talk about, it's a Caravan with a 3.6. They're known for lifter and camshaft failures. Mm-hmm. I mean, we do a bunch. And when you call the dealership and they stock these kind of parts, that kind of tells you. So, anyways, wow. No big deal. So, we diagnose it, lifter failure, ate the camshaft all up on this engine. We fixed it. We put it all together. My guy's done probably, I don't know, 100 of them. And so we fix it, and it doesn't run right. And this is where it got serious because I looked at all the data, and it's throwing codes for like a vacuum leak. I was like, oh, we missed a gasket. You know, something happened with one of these 10,000 gaskets. So we started looking, and the codes are saying, there's a leak. It's running super rich. It's not running right. I mean, it's bad. And I was like, you messed up. Like, something's wrong. So we tear it back apart. We put it back together. And I was like, there's nothing wrong. We tear it back apart. I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to quit on this one. This one's nerve-wracking for me. Long story short, this was a diagnosis. There was a valve seat problem on a valve, which technically is letting air get back in the intake when it shouldn't be on a compression stroke. And you're like, what is all that stuff? But... it was throwing...
I just heard the part, it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. Basically, air was supposed to flow one way, and it was like flowing both ways. Shouldn't happen. Well, it was throwing codes that didn't even pertain to that. So it was making you look differently over here. So if you're diagnosed, and I was like, I got to stop, walk away, go back to my basics. I grab a vacuum gauge, and I was like, I'm going old school on this. I just plug a little $10 vacuum gauge in this thing. I was like, it says there's a timing issue, but I've already checked the timing four times. I was like, there's no timing issue with this motor. So we end up, we found it Friday. So the weekend's a good weekend for me, but you know, they're hard, you know? So yeah, I've given up though. Just to let you know.
Yeah. But another positive thing about you is your attitude. It's like, I got a challenge. I got to overcome this challenge.
Yeah. My wife doesn't like it when there's a challenge, 'cause she knows if I come home and I'm quiet, which I'm never quiet, she's like, bad day? I'm like, no, not a bad day. And she's like, we're not talking. I'm like, did you have a bad day? You know, do you want to talk or something? And she's like, well, you're just not communicating. I'm like, I'm figuring something out in my head and I can't really talk while I'm trying to run this process through my head. So, but I usually figure things out when I'm sleeping. It's the craziest thing.
So I have that too.
I have a question.
I wake up with solutions to things.
Yep.
Yeah. I have a notepad next to my bed, so whenever I wake up in the middle of the night, I write it down, and I'll go back to sleep. So growing up, my dad was brilliant. He could fix anything. The challenge was his hearing was going, you know, eventually. And my husband's kind of the same way. He's got not great hearing. I've got excellent hearing. And so my dad would say, Melinda, come over here and tell me where you think the noise is coming from, because I think there's something wrong. Or I would hear the noise and go, right, Dad, here's a problem. And my husband, after 40 years, he's finally said, okay, when Melinda says she hears something, I guess I better pay attention to it. And I found every air conditioner, every vehicle noise before it completely disabled the car. So I didn't know if you had a lot more women coming in saying, this is where it is making
Mac,
noise.
Meditate on that question. We have to go to a hard break. When we come back, reiterate
Did she give you the sign?
Yeah, she gave me the sign. Reiterate the question and then give your answer to that, okay? We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes, 254-697-6633.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
A duo that's perfect together. That's Cox's Heating and AC and Lennox. Cox's Heating and AC is your local Lennox dealer, and we're committed to making your family's home comfort our top priority. With a wide assortment of Lennox products to offer, Cox's Heating and AC will ensure your home's air is perfect for your family. Call us today at 254-697-4252 to learn more about how you can experience expert service and care offered by Cox's Heating and AC. Dealer license number TACLB009432E. Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Wrench Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Wrench Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Wrench Automotive now, 254-935-2145. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran-owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney CJ Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
High Cap Adventure Radio program, finishing up the second hour, final segment of the show. I've got Mac Harmon from Quick Wrench Automotive, Melinda Bulls Financial Group, the Colonel Rafer Brown. I've got Brian and Kura in the studio from K Theater. We'll be talking to them in the 11 o'clock hour, but right now, Mac Harmon,
nice.
Talk to me. We had a question, a comment from Melinda. Let's follow
up. So do we have a lot of women coming in to with more concerns versus men type deal? We do have a lot of women that come in that will bring in their cars, and I'll be honest with you, and if the guys are listening, the women are actually more detailed, imagine that, of the concerns that are going on.
What?
Yeah, it's more of a, so I guess I would describe it as descriptive, because they don't know the solution to the repair, which is great, because I'd rather know details of what's going on in the car, not what you think it is.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, when people come in, they're like, my brakes are making a weird noise.
Do you like it when they describe the noises?
Love the noise sounds. I had one the other day. Wait. This was, I'll tell you, we had one come in the other day. My car sounds like an airplane when I'm driving it. I replied back, or I told Christine in front, I said, is it a single engine plane or a dual engine plane? I need
is
to
it
know.
Crashing or landing?
Yeah. I was like, I need to know details on the plane. Is it taking off from Love Field or is it Austin Airport?
And so how fast are you going?
Yes. And I got in the car and a lady brought that one in and she's like, I don't know. It just sounds like an airplane. And I get in and I take off and it's like, woo. I was like, wow, we are taking off. This is an airplane. This is a commercial 747 Boeing jet. It's a big motor. So, but women will describe the concern. Men, they will briefly describe it, but tell you what's wrong with it. I hate to point that out. It's just how it happens. But, and I tell the people up front, I'm like, make sure to ask detailed questions like speed, noise. What were you doing prior to that occurring? And then it starting, were you drinking your coffee, spilled in, you ran off the road, stuff like that. But guys in general will not really be descriptive. And it makes it harder to figure out the situation. I hate to say that, you know, I'm taking the women's side on this one. So when a woman comes in, she tells what it is. We'll figure out the problem pretty quick because of the descriptive detail. Men, quit telling us what's wrong with it. You brought it to us for a reason. Let us do our job. So I hate to say that, you know, but that is how it is. But, you know, talking about bringing cars in on flatbeds and trucks, you know, because people trust you. So I had one, you ready for this? Towed from New Mexico to my shop.
I believe it, man.
Yep.
I had people coming from Arizona to take my gun classes.
Oh, yeah.
So if they trust you and believe you, they'll do what it takes.
This is how much money he saved. Are you ready? So he brought it to my shop. He was quoted kind of like over the phone. They were like, yeah, this is what's going on. This is typically, we can start tearing into it. It's, you know, it's typically, it was a 6.7 diesel Power Stroke. He suspected the high injection pump failed, which is a catastrophic failure. There's a lot of money involved in this. So he was $14,000-$15,000 is what the guy was telling him. Blah, 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 blah. And it's going to be a couple weeks before we can even get to it. And he goes, all right, well, I'm going to call my mechanic. So he calls me. I was like, man, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be cheaper than him on that repair regardless. But let me look at it because a lot of people just jump to conclusions. And I was like, there's a little pump underneath that 6.7 that's a fuel rail pump, low pressure pump. Notorious for going out. I mean, notorious. And everybody will say all kind of stuff on their son. Tells it all the way to me. Gets it to me, and then I was like, oh, let me go out there real quick. I was like, oh, yeah, the pump's out underneath the rail.
Oh, man, what a waste.
And I even kind of guided him a little bit, but he doesn't know mechanics, which is fine.
The real question is, he heard you from our show?
No. He's a long-time customer. Yes. Oh, yeah. All right, he definitely heard us from the show. Let me take that back, scratch that. But anyways, he gets to my shop, and I think the total repair was, I think it was like $900. So, versus where he was at, you know, $15,000. Yeah, and he's
if
like,
if the people knew what they were doing, he would have saved a whole bunch on transportation fees.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I was like, just make sure them to check this so you don't tow it all the way to me. And it is that. I mean, you could actually drive it to me then, you know, versus. But anyways, we have a lot of people that do trust us that kind of in your situation have known us for a long time. And it always is fun when they get in a bind somewhere out of out of city limits and stuff, and they're like, hey, I broke down over here, but I'm just going to go ahead and bite the bullet and tow it to you. So, and you know, which is a great feeling, you know, where people kind of trust us, and we got that with the community. So,
ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, Shelby, for all our Facebook listeners, show them the wagon wheel. We're going to rotate the camera so you see the wagon wheel. Let me explain this. The thing in the center, the hub, that's me. All those spokes that are sticking out are seasoned oak spokes, a Melinda Bowles, a Mac Harmon, Colonel Rafer Brown, Christine Stevenson. Don't be dropping my bobblehead. All the special guests are all seasoned. And the metal ring around the edge, that's my board operator, Shelby Meyer, holding it all together.
The circle
excellence,
of operation.
Excellence. I can tell excellence a mile away. All right, you got time. Go ahead.
Oh, man, I'm just telling you, always associate yourself with people that you want to be like. That's one thing I teach my kids. If you're associating yourself with people that you always talk bad about or don't appreciate or don't look up to them.
Scratch your head on that one.
Find a new group of people. You know, so we try to do that at the shop. We got really good guys. We're looking for more, just to let you know. So if anybody's out there listening, looking to jump ship or something like that because you're not happy or satisfied, I'm going to tell you right now, we're open Monday through Friday. 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on Monday through Thursday. Friday, we work 8 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. We're off early. We're off early on Fridays.
You treat your people well. I know.
Yep. We do not work weekends. That is one of my pet peeves when I open the shop, not to work weekends. So go home, enjoy your family, go take a day off, revive, recharge, whatever. During the week, yeah, we get after it. We get after it a lot. Fridays, typically I buy lunch for the guys, which is really nice. We are fixing to incorporate benefits for the shop.
That is good, man. That really is good.
Oh, yeah. We do paid vacation. You get a week paid vacation after 1 year. You get up to 2 weeks off after 3 years. And then we usually take Christmas off. And typically, depends on how we do, which we do pretty well, I usually pay them regardless. So you get an extra bonus in there that you're not even anticipating.
What about Thanksgiving? Are you working Thanksgiving?
We close. We're bankers, man. I tell them, I was like, I think we close way too much. So we close for Thanksgiving. We close Black Friday because lady up front, Christina, she always goes shopping. So I was like, whatever. We ain't even going to run if you're not here. So
a happy crew, productive crew.
Yeah. So we close Thanksgiving. We close 4th of July, Memorial Day. We close, like I said, the day after New Year's Eve. I'm sorry, Christmas Eve and the week after for Christmas. So because most people are shopping, you know, have the occasional breakdown people, but we don't do anything at the shop. We just let people go enjoy their family and have fun with it. So,
hey, Mac, let's talk about your oil change because it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear.
That's a heartburn situation for me.
Because there's older commercials out there, and I know you're going to honor them and all that kind of stuff, but let's be very clear and specific.
It's still the same price, man.
No? There's some places that are still broadcasting a lower price, which is not the case.
So, oh, that's right.
But here on your ad, it's $19.95 plus tax.
Seriously?
Like, I think it's like $23.
God almighty.
So explain it. This is ridiculous. And yes, okay. You heard that correctly.
So let me just tell you what happens in this coupon deal. It's not even a coupon. You just come into just the come door in. And you get it. Like, you got any coupons? I ain't taking any more money off of this deal. You're just going to get the deal. So anyways, $19.95 plus tax and disposal fees. You're going to get 5 quarts of semi-synthetic oil, which is actually a really good oil. You're going to get a new oil filter. You're going to get free washer fluid fill up. You're going to get a 23-point checkup. While it's up in the air, my guys kind of just walk through the vehicle. We're going to check your battery. We're going to check your air filter. We're going to do, ready for this, a light detail. We're going to vacuum your floorboard on the driver's side front. We're going to clean your front windshield. We're going to clean your two side windows. So it doesn't matter how the oil change experience went. When you leave there, you can see clearly going down the road. That's all I can say.
I'm pushing it when I say I could buy 5 quarts of oil from Walmart for that price.
I can't. I realize how much money I'm losing on this deal now. The other day I was running some numbers and looking at stuff. I was like, man, this category is losing a lot of money. What's going on here?
But you don't seem to be losing money, do you?
Well, here's another big deal. So my guys are paid differently, right? So we kind of try to keep the maintenance guys doing the maintenance. But when my high engine guy does an oil change, well, he's paid way better than my other guys, right? And I'm like, oh, that was rough. Like, I lose a good $20 to do a $20 oil change. I'm just going to let you know when my high dollar dude, gets
so
after it.
Until Mac gets to his common sense or gets his senses back, you need to take advantage of the $19 oil change, which ends up being about, I think, $23 by the time taxes and all that kind of stuff.
And the biggest thing is, we have people call us all the time. It's like, well, I want to bring my own oil. How much does that save me? I'm like, it's the same price, man. I'm like, I don't beat around the bush. It's the same price. And we get rid of your oil for you.
That's right.
Have you ever tried to get rid of engine oil these days or an oil filter?
And you don't want to pour it down the street gutters because that goes into the lakes.
Just really? Like you can't do that? No. So that one outside by the curb that we've been doing it? I've been saving some money on that. I'm telling
you.
You
got to do something with it.
No, but either way, give us a buzz. You know, Quick Rich Automotive, we're 1402 North 3rd Street in Temple, Texas. Look us up on the web. We're quickwrenchautomotive.com. We actually got the website. That's pretty nice. Or go on to Google. I think we're fixing to break 300 Google reviews, and we're 4.8, I think it is, on the rating, which I think is pretty good.
You're always going to have that person.
Oh, I like those one people. I mean,
I had somebody buy a product from me, and they thought it was fantastic. It was great, and we were talking on the phone because we had to talk on the phone as compared to through some type of email. And oh yeah, absolutely fantastic. 4.8.
I like it when they give me a 3-star. What is a 3-star? Like we were good, not good. Right. Did your finger slide stop working? Like, come on.
Matt Carman, Quick Ranch Automotive. He'll be here for the rest of the show, I'm sure. And then we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, we're going to have Brian and Kura Baird from the K Theater talking about all the great things you can do to watch a movie, to have an event. It's going to be a great time. It's an awesome building. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Do you need rain gutters? Do you need current ones cleaned or repaired? Look no further. AquaWorks Rain Gutters is veteran owned and is the number one seamless rain gutter company in Texas with over 325-star Google reviews. 5- and 6-inch rain gutters, leaf guard protection, cleaning and repair of existing gutters, licensed and insured. Call 254-392-9432 or go to AquaWorksRainGutters.com. That's 254-392-9432 or AquaWorksRainGutters.com.
Until I find out you can legally have the gun, you can be out here.
We live in unfortunate times where citizens minding their own business suddenly find themselves the victim of bad policing. That was me being arrested for lawful carry in 2013. I'm Second Amendment activist and civil rights attorney C.J. Grisham. Like you, I'm tired of the corruption, the abuse of authority, and the waste of time and resources that comes as a result of a false arrest. If you've had your rights violated or were falsely arrested for a crime you did not commit, please visit my website at isuebadcops.com for a free consultation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've known Mac Harmon, the owner of Quick Ranch Automotive in Temple, for over 10 years. This guy seriously knows his stuff. I would literally load a vehicle on a flatbed trailer and bring it to him if it was really necessary. If you have a problem with your vehicle, call Quick Ranch Automotive first. The number's 254-935-2145. His oil change prices are the best out there, too. Only $19.99 plus tax. Yes, you heard me right. Call Quick Ranch Automotive now, 254-935-2145.
Award-winning Lennox equipment backed by the expertise of your local Lennox dealer, Cox's Heating and AC. That's the perfect pair for your air, giving you perfect air season after season. For a limited time, we're offering up to $1,900 in rebates on a brand-new Lennox Ultimate Comfort System, or qualified buyers make no payments, incur no interest for 6 months when financing a new Lennox system. The industry-leading Lennox equipment with the expertise of Cox's Heating and AC is a duo that's unmatched. Contact us to learn more today. Call 254-697-4252. Conditions apply. See dealer for details. Dealer license number DAC. CLB 009432E.
Hi, my name is Sandy Watts of Texas Star Real Estate. You know, there's a song by Chris Tomlin called Going Home. He sings, "I'm going home where the streets are golden, every chain is broken." This is one of my favorite songs, and I get so excited every time I hear it. But until that time comes, let me ask you, are you excited at the end of your day about going home? If not, it's time to give me a call about finding you a home that makes you excited for years to come. 325-668-1176 for all your real estate needs.
Gold and silver have intrinsic value. That means they always have worth. At Central Texas Coin Exchange in Cameron, you can buy, trade, or sell gold and silver. Owner Keith Knapp has been in business for 20-plus years and deals in diamonds, watches, and life estates as well. Located at 809 East 1st Street in Cameron, Central Texas Coin Exchange is ready to do business with you. Give Keith a call, 254-605-6550, or go see him in person. Central Texas Coin Exchange.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, hour number 3. Simulcasting here at 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also at 98.5 FM at KRXT. Facebook Live, if you want to see my ugly mug, at aaronsgunshop.com. The number, if you got a question or a comment, 254-697-6633. And all programs are wrapped up into a pretty package, thrown over to the podcast department, and you can listen to it on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. Thank you to the sponsors, all the private donors. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like us on Facebook. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, spread the word. Show's growing. We want to continue it, and you're the ones who are making it happen. My wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, had to leave early. I've got Melinda Bulls from Bulls Financial Group still in the studio, Mac Harmon from Quick Range Automotive, and now, this hour, my special guests. Let's make sure I do it right. Kira and Brian Beard from the K Theater. And actually, it's to be specific, Brian is the chairman of the board for the K Theater.
Correct.
And I got to meet Kira and Brian, had a great conversation, really great people. The theater's great. A lot of fantastic things you can do with this. Just got to open up your mind to the creativity. I've got them into the studio here. They're new sponsors to the program. I wanted to introduce you to them. So welcome to the program. Just go ahead and make sure you speak into the mic.
Howdy, y'all.
Kira, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, he may be the chairman, but you're the one who runs it, right?
Pretty much.
I'm head volunteer.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's explain who you are, what you did, how you got involved, and we'll talk about the K Theater specifically. And then, Kira, I want you to mention what you do, because that's pretty freaking awesome,
too. Yeah, that's why she's here. Shameless plug, her deal. So I'm the chairman of the K Theater. I've been involved with them since about 2020. They elected me chairman last year, and one of my missions was like, well, we're a theater. We're going to get back to showing movies. We're going to provide entertainment on a regular basis, you know, for the locals and whoever else wants to join us. So we show movies almost every Friday night. You know, people frequently ask, why don't you just show movies every day? Because, well, we're all volunteers. We all have day jobs. So, you know, we do it as often as we can. We kind of, sometimes we load up and then we run ourselves into the ground a little bit and we have to take a break and step back. But, you know, we show movies. You can see, you know, what we're showing coming up on our website. You can kind of take a look back at what we have shown. A lot of people want to, you know, nominate movies for us. You know, please do so. We're always looking for the input. But you can take a look back at what we've shown to kind of get a feel for how crazy we are sometimes. We'll do it, you know.
You know what's interesting, you know, because you gave me a walk around. Kira gave me a walk around. You were there for all the things that you did. But the building, it's actually a Quonset hut, isn't it?
Right. So it's a World War II Quonset hut. It you know, made its way to Rockdale in the late 40s. And was actually, you know, open for business as a daily movie theater from 47 to 62, you know, and then kind of the advent of color TV kind of bit into the, you know, the budget there a little bit. So,
and we talked about this the other day about how the color TV got involved, but now people are always looking for something interesting to do and some place to go. And in Rockdale, the way it's developing and the other businesses located in your area, it's a great destination place.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're pretty laid back there. We show classic movies. You know, we get input from people and, well, we get sponsors in the community to help us pay the licensing so we don't get our pants sued off by the studios. But we're laid back. I mean, we have popcorn, we have concessions, but we set up tables and chairs. You want to make it dinner and a movie, you know, you pick up your favorite.
Let's explain that. Okay, let's break it down. Let's talk about somebody's going to go see the movie you're going to do. What does it take? Then a movie's not being done and somebody sets up for an occasion. What can you do for them? Let's talk about that.
All right, so, well, I guess starting with the movies, you know, we keep it low. They're $5. We usually have free popcorn. We occasionally...
You can't beat that, man.
Dude. And you don't have to belt bust or smuggle. You know, we still get sometimes people bringing the burgers and the belt. And we're like, hey, man, you don't have to do that. We're cool, you know, because part of it was, you know, as part of why I wanted to be part of the K Theaters, I in high school and college, I was a projectionist at a movie theater where I grew up in South Austin. So I wanted to get back to some of that. And when we started up, you know, the world was coming out of the vid and everybody was kind of curious about getting out. So like a lot of places,
COVID.
They weren't, some of the places weren't even open for dine-in yet. And, like, the, you know, so there were a lot of people that had gotten into that mode of picking up food and taking it home and, you know, sofa surfing it. And we were like, man, bring that here. We want to show you this building. Because we usually, I feel like when I get people in the building, they it's almost like a 50s. You saw it yesterday. You know, it's almost like a 50s yeah. diner theme. It draws you in.
But it's got the black and white tile floor.
But that's cool.
But from the outside, it looks like, you know, maybe a storage building with a fancy facade put on front. You know,
okay. I get your point. Yeah, because the quantum of the back part, but the front is the white.
Right.
Facade, I guess. I don't know what you want to call it. But it doesn't matter. It's cool. It's different. It's neat.
Yeah, and it's local, man. You don't have to, you know, bang out, you know, $20 in gas to go do something. You come do it here. You keep your tax dollars local. You know, you support history and entertainment that, you know, Rockdale is, and Cameron and Lexington and all, Milano even, for yeah. those from Milano.
People ask him, what are some movies that you've played there before?
So we've done like Blues Brothers was one of my personal favorites.
Let's get the band together.
Let's get the band back together, man. And it was, you know,
do you see the light?
It was a fun night because we had a really good turnout. You know, sometimes, you know, movie theaters are almost always judged by ticket sales and attendance. And we don't do that, man. We're a nonprofit. So sometimes we're good at nonprofiting. And sometimes we just have fun with it. You know, I told Kira when we first started doing it, I'm not going to get bummed out. If I get 10 people, if I get 40 people, I'm going to judge the movie success by my happiness. And she goes, well, dude, you're rather full of yourself. And so I said, thank you. Yeah, appreciate that, you know. But so we just showed the Flash one, the new Flash one. We try and pepper in some new ones when we can. You know, we can't get brand new ones because we're not that rich. You know, it takes a bigger slice of the pie to buy them when they're first runs. But we do everything. We did Flash Gordon, you know, the 1980.
That was a great movie.
Killed death to me. That was actually one of the first ones we had that someone walked out on us.
Really?
And it was the guy was like, yeah, I've seen this before. I wanted to bring my son. And about halfway through it, he's like, dude, I can't take it.
What part of that movie sticks out in your brain?
Oh, man.
The soundtrack.
The sound.
Well, the sound, that's Queen.
The whole
yeah.
soundtrack. But I mean,
there's one scene in there that there's a bunch of scenes, but there's one scene in there where they're putting their arm in the tree trunk.
Yeah.
It's like to show your
manhood. The rite of passage for manhood. Yeah.
And how Flash does the trick on him. You got to go check it out.
Yeah. And the Hawkman, I used to tell her, you know, when. So Kira and I have been together quite a while.
That movie in the 80s is supposed to do some super fascinating futuristic lifestyle, but they're still using Motorola hand radios.
Yeah, and like the background is a lava lamp with like Queen playing. But you know, it was in last year we did a lot of the classics, the Christmas ones. You know, It's a Wonderful Life. You know, we tend to we try and pick what the community wants, and anytime a sponsor puts something out to us that we can get, we want to pick that, you know, to help out. But we also put in like what we want to see sometimes, because hey man, if we're the only ones that show up and we're watching this movie, well then so be it. That's so what we're, we you know, we're
free popcorn, man.
Free popcorn.
Do you got the big old pickles still?
Like, no. Yeah. Oh man, that sounds like a personal question.
Oh, dude, that's a good point. You might want to get a jar of those big pickles.
The big jar of pickles, man. That's the movie theater thing.
I'm the only one in our family that likes pickles. So.
No milk duds.
You know, if you come down to a movie, we'll look into that for you. And we'll let you get first pick.
But I could have a pickle in my pants.
You could be a pickle smuggler. But you don't have to do that at the K.
Freedom.
Oh, my God. Oh man, are we hitting the delay now?
Oh, was there the cancel button for that?
Hey, pickle gherkin. God. Okay, it's a gherkin. There you go. Not a problem. Okay. All right, look, your location. Explain a little bit about the location and what's around you to draw people. Look, if you're an hour and a half away, it's worth the drive. because of what's available there.
Right. So the K Theater is located 350 North Main, Rockdale, Texas. There's a lot of stuff coming this way. I think a lot of people talk, speculate about that all the time. But there's some things that are already here. We got a good new neighbor this year called East Bell Tap House. They got, you know, great pub food. They got, I think they got about 15, 20 taps on the wall. You can, get what you want. You can get the sampler tray, or they have wine, champagne. They have great pub food, burgers.
That's great for the theater.
Yeah, because I mean, we
have a movie in your own food.
Right, so you can order it right across the street there. You can, they'll put a lid on a beer and send it your way if that's what you need, or you can bring your cooler.
Hey, let me ask you something, Brian. When you're showing a movie just to show a movie, is it just theater type of seating the way you set it up, or do you have the tables there still? 20 seconds?
Okay. We set up tables and chairs just so that, we can give those that want to bring something a place to lay it out, and they don't have to be reaching down to the floor or whatever. So, yeah, we typically set up tables and chairs.
Okay. I'm talking with Brian Cura from the K Theater, and we're going to take a 3-minute break. When we come back, I want a couple more questions I want to ask, and then we're going to talk to Cura because she's got some great stuff going on. All right, 254-697-6633. Be back in three. Welcome to the Little River Event Center, located in Cameron, Texas, on a privately owned working cattle ranch nestled alongside the running waters of Little River and Sandy Creek. This venue is home to all it takes to have an amazing event. Their warm, rustic, elegant vibe is sure to make your next celebration everything that you dreamed it ever would be. Call to set an appointment at 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Call 512-965-0477 or go to littleriveventcenter.com. Backup Tactical makes threaded barrels, an endless selection of thread protectors, magazine extensions, and compensators for pistols. Their product line speaks for itself and is carried by the largest distributor in the firearms industry. Jason Bain, the owner, has customer service that is second to none. And you will not find a single bad customer service experience or review of Backup Tactical anywhere. Why? Because there is none. Check out Jason's products by going to backuptactical.com or call 561-560-0850. You and your pistol will be happy you did. Bulldog Auto Detailing, located at 2202 West Adams Avenue in Temple and on Bagby Road in Waco, is detailing at its finest. Interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coatings, paint protection film, vinyl wrapping, and more. Call owner Graham Short at 254-784-3571 or go to bulldogautodetailing.com. Take care of and show off your auto investment. Call Bulldog Auto Detailing at 254-784-3571.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinipede for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Having a blast on this side of the microphone as well as on your side.
So,
and if you, that's right. If you check us out at aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, you get to see what's happening behind the microphone. We may mute it because it's necessary,
yeah,
but it's a good time. I've got Brian and Kira Beard in from the K Theater. Man, that was a tongue twister,
yeah,
man.
You slowed down.
I slowed down on that. Got to pronunciate.
Pronunciate, man. Get it.
Brian, we were talking about the location and things that are around your area there that it draws people in for a full experience. They can either eat dinner before they go watch a movie. They can watch a movie, have dinner. They can go have dinner, bring the food in, and
you
watch the movie,
man.
Whatever you want, whatever it takes, man. You just want the $5 and give out the free popcorn.
Right. We're just trying to get, you know, activity back in the building, because for the longest time, I'd go around trying to peddle my wares about getting movies in town, and people would, you know, they'd say, that building's open, or they'd say, you know, Rockdale has a movie theater, and I'm like, yeah, man, dude, we're here, we're alive, we're open, we're, you know, ready to bring this to you. And they would say, well, when did, you know, Rockdale get a theater? And it's like rough
1947.
To say. 1947, bro. So, yeah, but they're you know, our buddies at the East Bell Tap House, man, they've been great to, you know, have a neighbor like that. We got another one coming soon. It's going to be called The Office. So you can, man, you can tell your lady calls. You can say, man, where are you? You can say, "I'm, honey, I'm still at The Office." And, you know, so that's Juan Rubio production. So thanks for bringing that to us, Juan. We appreciate you if you're out there. But, you know, just and Corona's Mexican food's been a staple on Main Street for a long time, man. Huevos Rancheros, you need them, they got them. That's one of our go-to stops down there. But yeah, there's a lot there. There's a lot more coming. You know, there's several buildings that, you know, we can't talk about yet that we know are for sale, and there's probably some other stuff coming, but it'd be a little early to drop
details.
Well, they're
doing a lot of work on the roads there for more parking and all that kind of stuff. Now, Brian, let me ask you this, because I want to get to Kira here in just a second. We talked about how you have it set up, but what if I want to set it up a certain way? What if I got to function? What if I just want to be with the guys, man, and watch some type of war movie or a horror movie? What does it take to reserve your place? What can I do there? What do you have to offer?
Right. So private rentals, we have, you know, frequently a couple a month at least. You know, you can rent out the whole building for, you know, $450 on a daily, and you can do pretty much anything you want with it.
How many hours is a daily?
Well, the contract says 8, but, you know, you pass the attitude test. It's, you know, I give you the keys and you give them back when you're done, you know? So
I'm not going to leave.
That's a lot of faith right there.
That is.
Well, you know, we have spies, you know, so you don't think you can get away. And of course, you know, the ultimate in surveillance system. So, you know, don't think you can get away with anything, or don't think that it won't show up on, you know, the online somewhere.
The next movie to air.
Yeah, we're making movies with it, to tell you the truth. But no, seriously, you can rent the building out for a day if that's what you know, if you have a birthday party, a small wedding, you know, something you want to keep, you know, in private. If you're just wanting to see a movie with the guys, you know, and you're, you know, you think you might be the only one that really likes Easy Rider or something like that, you can sponsor the movie. Sponsors get tickets, you know. I'll set up a special table for you.
I had to step out real fast. Did you mention the price yet, what it would take to do?
Yeah, $450 is our daily for the private rental. For the if you just want to sponsor the movie, that's $150. We'll get you, okay, as many tickets
that's
as you need, and, you know, we'll let you, you know, cosplay what it or sing along, you know, if you know.
Let me ask this question, because I've had experience with some other places that would allow me to do that. If I brought the movie, they would play it. I would rent out the facility. Is that not the way, because of I don't know.
We still have
copyrights.
Yeah, we're pretty flexible on how we ultimately get you what you want, you know, but we're going to get you what you want, but we will be paying the studios because we can't afford to get, you know, sued.
Understood.
So there will be licensing. So whether you rent the facility out, you know, for your privacy, or if we do a public showing and just give you, you know, like the director's table down front, you know, for you and all your friends to sit there and sing along Dirty Dancing or whatever it is. Yeah, it's BYOB. As long as you share with me, everything is BYOB.
All right, this is not a question for a comedy. This is more a serious question. What won't you do? What won't you allow? Do you have anything like top three?
No discriminatory things. That, like a rally or, you know, we're not going to allow any hate speech type
thing.
They
don't want to play American History X there, okay?
Well, no, well, I get what she's saying.
I have an example.
Yeah, I was talking about, like,
I have an example. So my buddy's next door to the tap house, who I've mentioned, Justin, if you're out there, brother, sorry, but he wanted me to play Beer Fest, that movie.
Oh, the boot?
The DOS boot? Dude. And it's not so much the nudity or the boobs. That movie's just horrible, man. We tried to watch it, and I'm sorry, Jay, if you're out there listening, you know, get well soon, brother, but, dude, we couldn't do it. So that's one thing I couldn't do.
Well, look, you got the K Theater. It's awesome. Check it out. Give him contact information. And remember, if you don't remember anything he says, aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and right down there at the bottom at the moment is K Theater link. You just click on it. Boom, all the information. But go ahead and tell them.
All right, just some things I want to mention we got coming up. Next weekend, we got Rocktoberfest, where, you know, it's put on by our buddies at the East Bell there. We're helping them out as much as we can. There will be live music out in the field. Friday, I think they're starting with the Czech and Then Some band and a Dominoes tournament. Saturday, there'll be some bands out during the daytime. You know, our friend Brooke Graham will be out there sweating it out, you know, pouring her heart out for you. There'll be, I think, a whole pig roast and yard games. I don't know exactly what they're doing with that yet. And then, you know, Saturday night we'll have, you know, Shaker Hymns will be a headliner inside the K, and you can hear how good it sounds in there, because the half-cylinder Kwanzaa hut, it really lends itself to some good sound if you haven't heard.
You know, this is great. Melinda here teaches me how to conserve my money so I can go to Mac to have him fix my car so I can drive, go over to the K Theater and watch a good movie.
Just tie it all together, bro. Shame.
It's a circle of life. Okay, Brian, I'm going to have you shut up for a minute. Okay, we're going to have the pretty wife here, Kira, talk to us about what she does. And I'll tell you what, she's got it going on. Kira, welcome to the program. What's going on, girl?
Thank you. Well, you know, one of the things I got to point out, you know, Brian mentioned the K Theater is a nonprofit. You know, we really need to appreciate our local nonprofits, because they're the ones who have gone in and restored a lot of the old buildings in town. The K Theater Foundation did the K. The Rockdale Historical Society did the D. And then my foundation, the Vision Historic Preservation Foundation, we purchased the 1895 City Hall building from the city of Rockdale, and we are restoring that back to its Victorian design and making it into an arts and entertainment center. And this building was meant to be the heart of the city.
They have no clue as to how it used to look. I know they don't.
Yeah. No.
How do you explain this?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, I mean, this is a building whose history was lost to time. And in 1939, the WPA went in, you know, just like a lot of other buildings. They, quote unquote, modernized it. They stripped off all of its beautiful Victorian details, the bell tower. They stuccoed the outside, and it was a white, nondescript box that became the most uninviting building in town, because since
henceforth,
the 50s...
Henceforth, the police station.
Yeah, since the 50s, it was the police station and jail. Yeah. Yeah, it was the police station and jail, and that building was never meant to do that. So when Rockdale built its new police station and jail in 2019, our nonprofit formed, and we purchased it from the city of Rockdale in November 2020. And we are in the process of restoring the front face of the building. That's our phase one. And it's going to take us a few years. It's a huge project, but we are going to start utilizing our outdoor spaces soon.
Kira gave me a... private inspection of the building. Was that what you would call it? Tour of the building?
Yeah.
And she shows all the accent point. It really is. It's going to be beautiful. And the thing that left me, if you want to stop crime, Kira, before you take that part of the building down, you need to do tours of the jail cells. Oh my gosh.
You don't remember the jail cells?
Dude, I don't want to. These things are, just picture a small 10 by 10 cinder block room with a bunk in it.
Yeah, it's a dungeon.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah.
And if we now they have three meals a day, three hots and a cot, TV, you know, consent, what's the word? They get their women in there, they have one time a year.
Conjugal visits.
What
I don't know that we get that.
This is great. I don't need to be with her. I get to see her a couple times a year. I get three hots in a cot. Sure, man. I'm good to go.
You still pay.
That's the conjugals from the guard down the road. You know?
Yeah. Okay. I've got about, what, 2 minutes?
Yeah, 1 minute.
One and a half minutes. Promote yourself to the max.
Okay, so look at visionrockdale.org for our website, and you'll see, and also we're on Facebook at Vision Rockdale. And we have all of the building's history. We have plans. I'm working on getting some more of our plans up on the website. But, you know, we do occasionally host fundraising events. We just had one in July with Songwriter Showcase with Brooke Graham and five of her local musician friends that we actually held at the K. And so, you know, we're trying to bring more arts and entertainment to the community, as is the K Theater. And we make a good team working together. We're bringing some live theater to the
that's quite obvious. Yeah. You guys work well together. Look, I gotta go to a hard break. When we come back, we're gonna do our true stories of self-defense. You're gonna enjoy this. This is gonna be a lot of fun. Okay, so 254-697-6633. K Theater, go to aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, click the, go down to the bottom to see K Theater right there, click, boom, there you are. We'll be back in three. El Green Chile Meat Market, located at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron, is your local hometown meat market. Fresh meat, fruits and vegetables, and a whole lot more. Breakfast, lunch and dinner meals, soups and appetizers, kids' plates and side orders. El Green Chile Meat Market is directly across from CEFCO Hilltop here in Cameron. For more info, call them at 254-605-4055 or go see them at 1010 East 1st Street in Cameron. El Green Chile Meat Market.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Are you ready to sharpen your image with the ultimate grooming experience? Look no further than the Edge Barbershop in Temple, Texas.
That's right. We're not just a barbershop, we're a grooming destination. Whether you're in need of a classic men's haircut, a relaxing shave, or some well-deserved pampering, we've got you covered. Set up your appointment by calling 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com. 254-800-2370 or go to theedgebs.com.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. It's time for our true stories of self-defense, what to do and what not to do in situations like these. This has come from the Armed Citizens column of the American Rifleman, the current issue, October 2023. So all of you who have your articles out there, pull up to page 10. And I'm going to start with the second story because the first story has death in it. Shelby wants that one. Okay. Here we go. A woman returned to her Philadelphia, Pennsylvania apartment during the early morning hours of July 16th to find four strangers inside. Thankfully, the woman was armed. So when the alleged burglars confronted her, she drew and shot two of the four. The other two fled. Police found one man outside the ground with gunshot wounds in his right arm and his right leg. The other wounded suspect was found a little further away. Both men faced burglary and related offensive charges when released from the hospital. Now, let me make a clarification. One, she was armed. Fantastic. Two, she was aware of her surroundings. Three, she shot two of them, but she shot them to the right side of the body, which tells me she's a right-handed shooter and she's over-pulling the trigger. The facts don't lie. I commend her, I salute her, I applaud her. She just needs better trigger control. Okay, so there you go.
Everybody's a critic.
Go ahead, Shelby.
Yeah, especially him with the guns. Pow, pow. All right, you know, it's my turn. Near 5 p.m. on August 1st, a woman in Raleigh, North Carolina, parked at a grocery store. A man who had followed her there seemed to be road raging, got out of his car and attempted to pry open the woman's door. The woman feared for her life and shot the man. The attacker was taken to the hospital, but he died from his wounds. Yeah, yeah. Security video feed shows the entire incident. When someone has a responsible fear for imminent death. No! Okay. Anyway, imminent death or bodily injury, you are allowed to protect yourself, the county district attorney told reporters.
And I'm shocked that's from New York.
Well, it says North Carolina, though. Why does that say New York?
Raleigh.
Well, that's the paper it was in.
Okay, never mind. Disregard.
Yeah.
All right, very good. So we have somebody who did what they had to do to protect themselves, and the scumbag has parted his ways. Very good. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
I'm on the big one, huh?
You got the long one.
And now for the rest of the story.
The long story, that is.
It was a dreary night. Here we go. Near midnight on July 18th, a pizza delivery driver on his first day on the job stopped at an apartment complex in Philadelphia, PA for his next scheduled delivery. However, when he got out of the vehicle, two masked men allegedly pointed a gun at his back and forced him into the backseat of his car, demanding his valuables and keys. The driver somehow extracted himself from the backseat and fired two shots at the suspect in a shout-out, striking one of the ambushers in the buttocks. Whew, he's going to lean a little bit. The wounded man was being detained and faces charges once released from the hospital. The pizza company told reporters one of the suspects had placed the order, Joe's Pizza, and the driver's brother was on the phone with him when the incident occurred. So police were able to interview him as a witness.
Oh, wow.
Wow, on the phone witness. That's great. Reports failed to indicate whether the driver chose to be his last day on the job as well.
But he knew because he already had a gun as a delivery driver.
That's
the question. The question, what's the key thing to take away from the situation? If you don't have a gun on you, you are susceptible to other people's demands on you because they have a power force.
Yeah.
If you have sin is never going to leave this planet. If you're a Christian and you believe this, sin will never leave this planet until the coming of Christ and the new world, all this kind of stuff. It's always going to be there. Crime is always going to be there. Take my guns away? No, it's not going to work. Guns need to be there for people who are proficient in their use to defend themselves in a legal manner. Okay? Sorry, that's the way it works.
Maybe that's why Domino's has electric delivery people now.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
Nobody's in there.
You just catapulted the pizza to the door.
Yeah. Melinda, go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. Two homeowners returned home the morning of July 19th in McDonald County, Missouri, to find that a stranger had broken in and barricaded himself inside a room. The suspect, a 62-year-old man, fired a shot at them, so the two armed citizens returned fire, striking the man in both thighs. They then disarmed the intruder and held him until law enforcement arrived. The man was transported to the hospital and faces charges of burglary, assault first degree, armed criminal action, and possession of a controlled substance.
Okay, this one's weird. I'll tell you why. Because he barricaded himself in the room. He fired, so they shot back. And they hit him in the thighs. I can see if you're trying to hit somebody and you can visually see them and you're not proficient with a firearm, you're going to pull the gun down in anticipation of the shot. That's 95% of all shooter errors. But on this one here, because they couldn't see him because he was barricaded in the room, it may have just been by chance he got shot in the thighs. But bottom line is, they took care of business. Okay. Kira.
In Oakland, California, when a 74-year-old woman alone in her home at 2 a.m. on July 26 realized intruders were inside, she defended herself by firing at them with a .357 Magnum from her bed.
Nice. Boom.
Dirty, hairy stuff.
The burglars fired back at her repeatedly, but fortunately failed to strike her. They're a bad shot. The man then fled.
Well, she was too. I'm sorry. She was too because she didn't hit.
The man then fled with some valuables. Her daughter told reporters the incident should serve as a warning to criminals. People in Oakland, we're tired of the lawlessness. People are standing up. People are fighting back. A neighbor told reporters they're playing with their lives because all these people out here are armed.
Hey, you play stupid games? You win stupid prizes.
Yeah, but ladies and gentlemen, let me make something very, very, very clear. You have the right to possess, you have the right to carry, but it doesn't do you one bit of good if you don't know how to shoot it. Having a gun is not a solution to the problem. Having a gun and knowing how to use it is a solution to the problem. I can train you. I've done it for years, and I can make you a master with your firearm. If you are one of those who get an LTC, let me tell you something about LTC. If you go to get a license to carry, it's a freaking joke. It's a joke. The only thing that you learn from that is what you should do, what you can do, and what you can't do. But when it comes to how to handle yourself, the course is a joke. It's ridiculous. I know. I'm an instructor. I train it. I do it based on the state requirements of what I've got to do, and I expand on it dramatically. If you're going to carry a firearm for self-defense of yourself and your family and your property, and you don't train, you're a fool. Do not get yourself caught in a situation with a firearm not knowing what you're doing. Don't do it.
.357 is probably a little too big for Granny, too. You need to get a proper gun.
No, not really.
No?
Kira, if she knows what she's doing, well, she can handle it. It's a matter of...
Some grandmas are bigger than others.
Yeah, right? That's true, yeah.
Okay. Mine's cool. Yep. Got whole arms.
Brian, take it away, buddy.
In Cassopolis, Michigan,
Who the hell wrote that? Cassopolis?
Cassopolis, brother. The night of July 27th, a man entered a convenience store and asked the clerk whether he could use the restroom. The clerk reportedly did not respond, but the man allegedly proceeded to the corner, put on a mask, then went back to the counter.
What?
You've seen him. Wait a minute. You were already on camera. Different guy.
Maybe he had two masks on. Yes. He was, you know,
different man.
Feuding inside. All right. Stick with me here. All right. So he returns to the.
You'll find out at the end of the story what's going
patience.
On.
Patience. He returns. He returned to the counter and pointed a knife at the clerk. A knife! As he demanded the register be opened. An armed citizen witnessing the man threatening the clerk and shot him two or three times.
Not sure.
How do you know? Not sure, man. I clicked off some lead in his way.
Brian, correct me if I'm wrong. The guy comes in without a mask, puts on a mask, threatens a guy, and gets shot by a citizen with an armed weapon.
That's not how you do it?
That's not how you do it.
Hold on. There's more. Then held the suspect at gunpoint. So I'm going to detain this dude because I'm wanting to be a policeman. Until police could arrive. Whereupon he was transported to the hospital in stable condition. Police located a suspect, a suspected accomplice in a vehicle nearby and arrested her for surprise possession.
You know, I got people listening and watching right now who are NRA certified or fantastic people who certify people for NRA. And I'm just wondering what they're thinking. Just comment out there, John. What do you think about that, John? Okay, last story. An armed citizen in Salem, Indiana, was thankfully watching around dinner time on August 7th when a man drove through her front yard, grabbed her husband, forced him to the ground, and pointed a gun at his head. The wife shot the assailant with her handgun. He later died of his wounds. The man was reportedly well known in the area. Let me tell you something right here. If any woman defends me, I'm leaving.
that's love, dude.
I'm leaving. No, screw that. No, I get it. But if I'm the man and some dude gets me and puts me down, dude, if you try to put me down, you made the biggest mistake of your life.
The thing is, and you see someone drive through it and you're just watching and he like jumps out and gets you, why were you just standing there?
This is 2023, man. Men have removed their important parts. The women have taken charge.
They put them on. The women put
bonus
them on.
That's right. Alright, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Welcome to spring and summer and all that it has to offer. Grass cutting, weed killing, and mower maintenance. Thank goodness for Cameron Small Engines, located at 408 West Bat Street in Cameron. Cameron Small Engines provide sales of parts and equipment for Briggs & Stratton, Champion, Snapper, Echo, Kawasaki, and more. Service of lawn equipment is available by factory-trained and master-certified technicians. Stop by or call Cameron Small Engines at 254-697-3452 or go to CameronSmallEngines.com to get ahead of the cutting season.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com. Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583. Attention to detail, customer satisfaction. That's what the staff at Budget Host Hotel in Cameron provides. On your travels between major cities or staying in Cameron to visit, book a room at the Budget Host Hotel in Cameron. Modern, updated rooms, pool, free breakfast, jacuzzi rooms, and more. Call now, 254-605-0610, or go online at budgethostcameron.com. See for yourself the attention to detail and be satisfied. budgethostcameron.com.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Yes. You just threw my story away.
I
gave you one to read. We're live, aren't we? We're live.
Dark.
Okay.
It looked like it, that it was true.
Well, I saved one.
About communication earlier.
Yeah, he tossed it and I was like, okay. And he's like, and here, these are all trash.
Look, you're my board operator. Yeah, you're my board operator. You're almost equivalent to my wife. You need to know these things, okay?
Even if I say throw it away, don't.
Well, I got a story here. Serial killer Billy Kimmerer? Killed by cellmate in Texas prison. Convicted murderer Billy, an alleged alien from Kenya, suspected of being one of the most prolific serial killers in American history, was reportedly killed in prison on Tuesday morning by his cellmate. Billy, 50, was serving life in prison without parole after he was twice found guilty of capital murder. He was accused of killing 20 other women in Dallas and Collin counties and still faced charges in those cases. As I continue on here, his cellmate allegedly beat him, dragged him out of his cell, and killed him while other inmates watched because he was threatening or making lewd remarks about his children or family. Ladies and gentlemen, the guy who killed this guy was in for murder. I say, at least let him have a board potentially to get on parole in 50 years. Give him something. He just took out a piece of scum. Takes out 20 people. What do you think of that? I asked that in the room here.
Oh. It depends on who he killed, too. But I have a hard time of knowing why. Justice, yes. Some people are in there wrong. But why there's so many murderers just taking up space in the jail cells.
This was premeditated with 20
people. Well, there's differences. There's differences in the murder. And I don't take this lightly. It was accidental. It was self-defense or whatever. But we have somebody out there blatantly just killing people. Kill that.
No, those people,
why wasn't Billy just put to death? Like,
exactly.
Why was he just in gen pop?
Because he had a good attorney.
He probably had a death date of 50 years from now.
Somewhere else, I thought.
They get an automatic appeal. When you get death penalty, you get automatic appeal.
Man, I don't know. That's
a
hard one.
I think it should be the very weak.
But when you're sharing a room with the killer, you probably ought to not be talking about his family and his kids.
Yeah. Well, there's some merit to that.
Not in here.
I've got about 3 or 4 articles here I want to touch on real quick. Let's do this one. 7,000 illegal aliens cross into Texas border town in 72 hours. Now, look, I'm a conservative individual. Y'all know me by now. Gun guy, Christian, heterosexual, God bless America, that type of guy. And if you don't like it, I don't care. I really don't care. But here's the deal. If you got some perverted thought process out there and you want to enjoy it, you better protect and defend what this country allows you to do, and that's be free. As long as you maintain the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Pillar of God, I don't give a damn what you do. Just don't involve me in it, okay? But if I've got 7,000 illegal immigrants crossing the Texas border town, there are people in charge that are allowing that to happen, which brings me up to my words of the day. Traitor, ignorant, naive, stupid, nefarious, degenerate, villainous. If you're one of those people on this list who support, vote for, allow, want these people to come in, the hell with you. Get the hell out of this country. You're a piece of scum. Now, if you're naive or stupid or ignorant, there's hope for you. But the rest of you, you're traitorous bastards that I want you out of this country. Get the hell out of here. You're laughing. Why? Because I'm speaking the truth?
No, you're telling it the truth. You're really into it.
I'm not filtering, man.
Most people don't get into it. I find myself doing that a lot. But, yeah, I mean, there's a point to be. They said those people coming in were going underneath the legal way of coming into the border. Like, they're up top looking at them coming in under the bridge and going, they're right there.
They're right there.
So now they're building new camps to house all those people with bulldozers right now because they can't keep up with it, just so they can bust them.
Open your free room to house all
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you something. You may not like Trump, but he's not traitorous. Joe Biden is a traitor to this country. He's traitor. He has been doing it for 40 to 50 years. He is allowing it to happen. He could stop it in an instant. You can look back at the Trump 4 years from 16 to 20. He did it. He got it done. He needs to be back in there. Even when he says the stupid, dumb stuff that he said about abortion, because I totally don't agree with that. Okay? He's the man for the job. He's not bought or paid for. He's his own man. You know who he is. He knows what he does. But he needs to be slapped around, too. Keep him in check. Oh, don't get me... I'm already started.
Dude, decaf, bro. Decaf.
Breathe in through the nose. Thank you. Deep breath.
Honestly, I hear what you're saying, Brian, but no. No. I'm not going
to
do it.
Just trying to give it a little levity.
And here's another person. Howard Stern. I've talked about this the last 2 weeks, and it's important because this is a man of influence, power, money, and lots of people listen to him. Howard Stern admits fear of new COVID strain has caused fights with his wife. I'm scared, neurotic. You want to follow a person like that? Go ahead, take the call live. I don't care. Go ahead. Take it. Take it. Let's see what we got. All
right.
Do it. Do it now.
Hit the button.
Caller, welcome to the program. Who we got? What you got?
Yeah, my name's Earl, and I want to hear your feelings about sending more money to Ukraine.
No. Stop it. Absolutely not. Get the hell out of there. What the hell's going on? What's the matter with this guy? He's crooked. Biden is crooked. You can look at his videos. You can listen to his words. He's got something corrupt going on over there. No, no, no. And here's the other problem. We're sending equipment. We're sending money. And there's troops on the ground. Don't believe anybody. There's troops on the ground. That's what they call, advisors. Advisors are on the ground. That's our that's our boots on the ground. What do you think about that?
I agree with you 100%. We're already broke.
I mean, we do not need to be the police officers of the world. And when Trump says NATO needs to pay their fair share, it's true. It's just like... nobody has the onions to say, we're not going to do that anymore. Listen, if we're going to protect you, you're going to put in your fair share. Now, why are we in Ukraine in the first place? This is so nefarious. There are so many things I could talk about as to why we're in there in Ukraine. It's ridiculous. There's no common sense reason to stay in Ukraine.
That's a Democratic Party. Thank you very much.
Woo, you got me started.
No, you were already started.
I was already started.
You have a good weekend, man.
All right, you too, buddy. Take care. Take care. All right. I got, about 3 minutes?
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk. Let's go through the room here. Mac, promote yourself.
Ball up after that, man.
Promote yourself.
Yeah, you go next.
Okay,
bro.
Guys, let me talk a little lighter here. No. Quick Wrench Automotive, we're in Temple. So just quick rundown. Look us up on the web, quickwrenchautomotive.com, 254-935-2145. Try us out. Just a good peace of mind. We have the 1999-95 oil change specials. And then we also throw in, just to let you know, 2 years or 24,000 miles parts and labor guarantee, and that's around the country, not around our little city, around the country.
Okay, so tone it to a different tone here. Just a quick summary. 2 checking accounts, 2 credit cards, lock your credit, run your credit report, see what's on it, clean it up. Physical mailbox that locks. And then I suggest you never, ever put a physical check in the mail ever again because you can steal anything you want to with somebody's physical check.
Oh, God, I'm so depressed. I'm informed, but I'm depressed.
Melinda Bulls at BullsFinancialGroup.com. Yeah, no checks.
I'll put that check on the table with a rock outside.
That physical check is going to go through multiple hands, and with our onset of our cell phones, anybody can take a picture of front and back, see how you sign it.
Man.
They have the routing number. They have the series of check numbers that you're already using. We're they can order checks.
Every time I leave account the show, number. I worry about something else.
Yeah. All right. Go work. Go clean up your credits.
Gee, thanks, Melinda.
I'm definitely stressed
how are
now.
Potatoes growing. They're going good. Okay. All right. I've got Kira. I got Brian, K Theater, talk to me. What's going on?
All right. So first of all, we can't leave without saying Strange Brew for all you knobs and hosers and hoserama out there. It's a cult classic. So come see us next Friday, 29th at the K Theater, 7 p.m. $5 gets you in, man. You get free popcorn. You can bring whatever you want, you know, well within reason, as long as you share. But, you know, hey, man, come see us and take off, eh?
Football, you bet. Curious. So,
yeah, support your nonprofits, the K Theater, theKtheater.com, and of course check out visionrockdale.org, and we appreciate, you know, your support as we're helping revitalize downtown.
Hey, I'm thinking $5 to take your wife out or your man out for a date and free popcorn. Huh, that's a deal.
And BYOB.
So, I mean,
this would be a great morning show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. You heard it. I got 20 seconds. Look, listen, everybody. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming in. Colonel, if you're still listening, I know you had to go. Thank you very much for coming back in. All my sponsors, all my private people who donate to the program, all you seasoned Oak spokes that make the wagon wheel get bigger. We're going to take a break, come back next week, and we'll do it all over again. Until then, God bless. Keep your powder dry.